Welcome to another episode of the Tiltcast, episode 3, titled IGN Better Not Steal This One. Anyways, we're going to talk about some reviews this week, of course, and we're going to do Medal of Honor, Scribblenauts, Alan Wake, and a bunch of fucking demos. So kick back, relax, listen, and get in your footy pajamas.
Fucking dumb.
Who won?
Boop. All right. And welcome to
That's
another
nuts.
Fuck you.
We just started off.
It was good nuts.
Yeah.
They're not salty like yours.
I know. Mine exudes salt.
These are sweet.
Those are honey roasted.
Mine are honey roasted.
Talking about the hooker honey.
Honey roasted, not honey roasted.
I put my balls in her vagina and roasted them for a while.
She was a cougar.
Wow,
we're actually going to have to edit this
She was more like a tofu-fed lion. she had a smoker's cough. And she sounded like, Vera DeMarco from Jim Carrey. He's like, "Hi, I'm Vera DeMarco."
I thought you were going to say she sounded like Dr. Girlfriend.
She sounded like Dr. Girlfriend when she queefed.
It's like, ah.
Like, first we go in.
So anyways, welcome to another episode of the Tiltcast. My name's Justin, I'll be your host, and to my left I got Trent.
Hey.
And across from me I got Holly.
What's up?
And I got Andrew on the right.
Hello.
And I'm not doing nicknames, fucker.
I like that.
Dude, nicknames, that's what we're going to start
you
from now on.
You can call him Buffalo Bill Olson, because he was like,
Buffalo.
Hello.
No, okay, I was thinking of
George Takei.
George Takei.
No, we'll go with Buffalo Bill Wilson.
I like that.
Or Olson, I'm sorry.
That yeah. is Wilson. Wilson.
Just call him. Wilson. Just call him Tuckback.
So, I call him Tuck.
I do it. Everlasting Tuck.
It's Tuck Everlasting.
So, yeah, so what's Holly then?
Yeah, thank you. What?
What is Holly?
I'm thrown off. I don't know. I don't know what I am.
Oh, okay, it doesn't matter.
You don't know what you are. He asked what are you doing?
Oh, that's I thought you said asked. What am I?
No, I do ask what.
We all know what you are.
Okay, yeah. I'll skip you, Trent.
Huh?
What have you been playing?
Well, I was playing all week Halo Reach, some Dead Rising 2, and then I ripped myself away to play some Dead Space Ignition, which you also played.
Yeah.
And I also grabbed the new Alan Wake DLC.
Oh, nice.
And played that actually at about 4 or 5 this morning.
That's good use of your time.
Yes. Yeah, I actually cut into my masturbation time. So.
That sucks.
Yeah,
it does
know.
Suck.
I woke up pretty cranky today.
I bet. Especially after that earthquake.
Yeah, after the earthquake.
The earthquake was really awesome because I'm laying in bed. It's 9 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, okay, it's time to go to sleep. I'm laying in bed. And the whole...
He's a fucking vampire.
Yeah. The whole room starts, like, my bed starts vibrating. And I'm like, I didn't put a quarter in, you know? And now I hear my door. The door was a weird part because I just hear, like, doom, 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 as it's slamming against the hinge and stuff. And
was there a baby crawling across the ceiling?
Yeah, there was a baby crawling across the ceiling. But anyways, and all my action figures started falling over. And I'm sitting there thinking to myself, we're supposed to have construction on the outside of the apartment today. So it's like maybe they just are doing something really massive. But it kept going for, like, about a good 6 seconds, and I was like, okay. And I thought to myself, well, I just watched The Exorcist. So, as I lay back down and go to sleep, I started saying, God, if there's a demon in my house, please expel
the power of Christ.
The guacamole spewing bitch before she gets me.
The power of Christ compelled
you. Yeah, and then I passed out and fell back asleep. Yeah, and then I woke up, and on the news, everybody's like, there was an earthquake. A 5.3, and I was like, 5.3, wow.
Weird, my anus hurt, too.
Yeah, was the earthquake named Bubba?
It rocked my world.
But yeah, it was really interesting, because for our listeners out there, we usually don't get earthquakes over 1 here. We get them all the
Tulsa,
time.
In Tulsa, we don't really get shit. We get tornadoes that go right or down.
We get earthquakes, but they're so small you don't actually notice them, because we actually have a fault line that runs right through, but it's deactive. And apparently it's
they flipped
active.
The switch.
Yeah, they flipped the switch, and the man behind the curtain pulled the string. And now we have California, like, on a regular daily basis, you know, what they get we have here now for today. And
we
I was
don't
like,
have
wow.
the governor.
We don't have the governor.
We don't have the governor.
We don't have the governor. Every time the earthquake happens, he's like, you do the job.
So speaking of earthquakes, this is kind of an interesting topic. Holly, what was your experience? Were you still in bed or asleep?
I was passed out.
So you,
I had
you
no
slept
idea.
Through it too?
She doesn't wake up until like
I
noon.
I had no idea that it happened until I went to work and they had said something about it and I honestly thought they were joking.
Yeah. She's gotcha. Like, I did wake up, my anal beads were on the floor. I don't know.
I know.
It just slid right out.
It just slid right out.
Thought that would have woken her up. But no, those were firmly in.
Yeah,
no,
my entire personal never. Jelly collection was just askew. I don't know how it happened.
So what about you, Andrew? Did you have an interesting experience with the earthquake?
I woke up, every morning I wake up, look at my phone, look through Facebook,
and
see
what taters.
See what
a true Irish man.
Yeah.
Oh wait, you're not Irish. You're Portuguese, aren't
I
you?
I am Irish, you cocksucker, and Portuguese. So you must really, I'm a tanning Mick.
You must really hate yourself, right?
No, I love my. What are you doing?
You have smudge on your face.
I don't care if I have smudge on my face.
You're like that mom cleaning her.
Let me fucking dip a napkin in
the middle of his choir solo. You come on stage and start wiping his face. He's like, God damn it, mom.
At least I didn't lick my finger.
See, and that's almost as bad as last week I was helping an employee of mine, and she comes up to me, this older lady, and she's like, you got something out of your nose. I was like, I'm good. And she takes a piece of napkin, and she comes up and, like, wipes my nose. I was like,
oh,
what?
My God.
That's adorable.
You don't wipe employees' noses.
No, she's like 85.
Did you fuck her? You still haven't...
I'm not into grandmas.
You know what? You turn her around, she's 58, so it works.
Oh.
Same thing works with 12-year-olds.
Okay, so I woke up this morning, checked my Facebook, and it's like everybody was like, holy fucking earthquake! Now, I'm from California, and I'm like, shit happens. That's the end of my story.
That's the end of your story. Everybody was bitching today, going like, we have enough tornadoes, now we have to have earthquakes.
We're going to have goblins shitting fire next.
It was one earthquake.
No, it's actually we had one a few years ago too. Actually, yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah. Oh no. But no, it was nowhere close to a 5.3 though. So that's.
So, anyways, with my experience, mine was a little bit surreal because I was.
You were asleep.
No. Here's what happened.
I was masturbating, and it just totally took it to the next level.
He's like, why is my anus vibrating?
It's like, this is interesting.
Maybe I am gay.
I didn't turn the on switch on. What the fuck?
No, but basically, what happened is I woke up.
Batteries were dead.
I actually had my alarm set to 9 o'clock, and I slept through it, and it happened at, like, what, 9:04, 9:06?
9:05.
Okay, so 9:05 it happens.
9:06, actually.
About 9:08, I wake up, and I wake up to, like, construction noises outside, and then everybody talking about, I put it on talk radio because it wakes me up.
Nothing wakes you up more like boring shit.
With Neil Bortz talking to you in the morning.
So anyways, but it wasn't. It was just talk radio, and all they were talking about was the damn earthquake. I was like, what the fuck? Like, I seriously did think I was in a fucking dream when I woke up. It's just like, we don't have earthquakes.
It was that
Norman.
Surreal. Six miles out of Norman.
Yeah, six miles east of Norman. So, I mean, that's pretty crazy
and
stuff.
It actually rattled through the entire state from southern to northern border all the way up into Wichita, Kansas.
So, anyways, this is not the weathercast.
No.
Oh.
Even though that wouldn't technically be weather.
Yeah, this would be geological. Yeah. Yeah.
Whatever.
This would be oh shit news, what, WTF.
This would be WTF news.
Yeah.
So anyways.
I video games.
Yeah, video games. Oh,
is that what we do?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, we do video games over here.
Oh, I thought we'd been talking about, like Teletubbies and shit and troll dolls. I'm sorry.
That's why no one listens to you.
Yeah, that's why.
Okay. See, it looks like a troll doll.
I have bed
Even
hair.
With this little poof.
I have bed
hair. Yeah, this little diddly poof on
I
the
I took
front.
A nap until, like, 8, so I have bed hair. Anyway.
So anyways.
He's perfectly moosed he's bed like, hair.
It's bed
not
moose.
No. That's my own juice that I use. I excrete it regularly.
Okay.
It's my own brand.
That's how they do it in German India.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how we do it. So our hidden Nazis. So
anyways, games. You're doing Dead Space.
Oh, Dead Space Ignition, yeah.
Yeah. How did you feel about that?
Didn't you want to talk about it? Or do you want to do a back and forth?
I'm back and forth,
you
fucker.
I'm totally up for a tug job.
DP.
So, mutual tug job.
They're DPing Ignition.
We're
right
Dutch
now.
Ruddering. We're Dutch ruddering it out. I give him an A for effort for bringing.
Yeah, did you watch a little cinematic intro?
Yes, I did.
That was like if C Lab emitted like every 25 scenes and then just like moved an arm every now and then.
Actually, what was funny was I was actually reading some people's comments on the game because the cinematic is you are a technician guy on the space station
before everything the shit hits the fan.
Yeah, and you're off basically trying to you go off to work on a panel that seems sabotaged or whatever and you find that there's some kind of virus hacker thing working its way through the system. And this is where the game starts, is you basically piloting this digital probe that looks like a sperm with a super long tail through this maze of moving patterns and stuff, and you got speed boosts, and you can drop down firewalls to stop the enemy and slow them down. And it actually gets pretty complex because you actually get like eight different guys chasing at the same time. And
so it's like the morning after pill.
Yeah, it's like the morning after pill. Basically. And somebody was talking about it on this on one of the websites, going like, this looks like Dead Space conception. Basically, it looks like you're trying to beat the other guy to the ovary. And I was like, yeah, actually, it kind of does.
Through the digital womb.
Through the digital womb. The Tron womb. And
yeah, that'll be a better game.
That would be a better game, yeah. Yeah, Tron cycles in the vagina. So, but anyways, it was a very... I give an A for effort for bringing in something new, but I give them an F for fail, you know, because it was just... It's kind of pointless. The only cool thing is you do get unlockable content from...
Yeah, you get unlockable content, but, like, with Dead Space, with Case Zero, at least you had a full fucking game.
Dead Rising.
Yeah.
I was about to say, they have another one.
Yeah, no, Dead Rising, Case Zero, I mean, at least for 400 points on that prequel, you got something out of it. It was an actual game.
Yeah, plus you could pour it over your character.
Right. And none of that really comes over except you get an outfit for Isaac.
You get an outfit for Isaac, and I think you also get some other unlockables. I think maybe a weapon. I can't remember.
Now, the bonus to this is if you pre-ordered, you're going to get it anyway, so you get it for free.
Wow. Well, actually, one of the cool things which goes into Dead Space was the new special edition pre-order for Dead Space.
Oh, yeah, the one that they omitted?
Yeah, Amazon made a fuck up. Thank Amazon. And they accidentally posted an advertisement for Dead Space Special Edition a little bit before they were supposed to. And apparently, the new Dead Space Special Edition is supposed to come with a life-size replica plasma cutter.
So, how big is life-size plasma cutter?
About
he puts his hands up.
No, I'm trying to get an idea.
He has to talk with his hands, but then he realizes this is not video.
I'd say it's probably about maybe 10 inches in length, and.
So is my cock.
I've only seen your digital cock. I've only seen one picture of it, and that was the one that Amazon accidentally posted.
That's 10 inches. I'm a very well-hung man.
No. It's about 10 inches. But it's about 10 inches probably, only, maybe about 12 with the attachment at the end, which is the same thing to say to you. Which goes the same for you.
He made me fuck her.
Get this fucking thing off me.
It spins.
It spins. Anyway, yeah, but the plasma cutter special edition thing does look pretty badass, and that comes out in January. So,
right on.
I think she's seeing if you want sake.
No, you're shaking the table, actually.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Fucking drop a dime!
I tried not to, but they forced me to.
I thought I told you no attachments at the table.
It's bumping the bottom. I can't help it.
It's bumping the bottom.
So anyways, anyway,
yeah.
Me and you played through a lot of demos and stuff like that, and I'll get into that later, but...
As far as actual, we'll get into it later.
I know, and we will.
We never do.
But we're going to.
Oh, this time?
Yes.
So I guess we don't matter when we say we're going to get into it later.
No.
Awkward.
Yeah.
Grinding halt!
So, Alan Wake, the DLC, that was the main thing you had to review this week, wasn't
it? Oh, yeah, Alan Wake DLC, the writer.
Yeah, let's get into that. So, where does that pick up, or can you really say without ruining the story?
Yeah, I can say without ruining the story. I'll assume.
Right, hold on. Spoiler alert right now, because fucking Trent's an idiot with spoilers, so...
No. Just throw that out. I'm an idiot whenever I talk about DLCs or a continuation of previous DLCs, and some assholes at the table don't buy them. Anyway, did you get the signal?
No, not yet, because I'm fucking broke.
Then walk away from the table. I didn't say, did you get the writer? No. Did you get the signal, though?
Oh, yes, I did get the signal.
Okay, then sit at the table. Anyways, the end of the signal, which this is a spoiler for people who have not played that one is, it's a little weird and confusing, and it picks up right after, the writer picks up right after that, where the boss fight for the signal was a giant set of TVs, which are actually symbolic of Alan's insanity in a way. Right. And it was his connection to his actual self, because in the writer, you finally learn... You find out who Alan actually is that you're playing in the game, because it is a splintered psyche. And you're basically going back through highlights of the original Alan Wake game. You're going back to Stucky's garage. You're going back to Emil Hartman's lodge. You have the cabin. The lighthouse you actually get to go to this time, finally. And there's actually a really fun part in the game where you're trying to make your way to the lighthouse. And there's all these... cliff sides run along with structures in front of them, like rock structures, and there's a clear text that keeps showing up, and you got to shine your light on the clear text, and it makes that crumble away, and you're just swarmed by nonstop Takens showing up. And every time that lighthouse beam comes around, it fries the shit out of them. But you have to take down the structures, and it gets pretty difficult because you got to wait for that beam to come back around and around.
So is that one of the newer gameplay elements they bring into it?
Well, they brought the typewriter stuff into the Signal.
And at the end of the original.
Yeah, and at the end of the original. This one, they kind of go a little bit more into what's going on with that, as well as the manuscript pages that you're finding in the DLCs, because they're manuscript pages you did not write. You don't have any memory of whatsoever, and they start talking about that. Thomas Zane is there again, and he reveals a bunch of information about Mr. Scratch. They finally bring him back up, and they also talk about Alan actually poses a question to Zane that totally kind of fucks up the story a little bit in a weird way. And they answer some good questions, but they also raise a lot more questions.
Okay.
So, but it is a fun game. I actually like the writer more than the Signal.
Oh,
so.
That's good. That's a good review.
Yeah. And they did totally leave it open for continuation. But with that,
I heard that it was the last one, though.
This is the last DLC. Remedy only counted 145,000 units of Alan Wake sold in the first 2 weeks in North America. The Signal got maybe, and I'm going off of the numbers that were rated, was only like 1,000 or 3,000. So I have no idea how many people actually downloaded the Signal. The Writer, no idea, but if you have a DLC code, I would suggest getting the Writer. If you haven't used it yet, grab both, but the Writer is definitely a lot more fun, and it's actually really hard. So I was playing on easy mode and actually got my ass kicked a couple times.
That's a first for you.
Yeah. Also, I fell off the edge a couple times because the entire world is completely ripped apart this time, and you actually get a very level editor type viewpoint where you're building things as you're building rock ledges to climb on, and you're building bridges and rocks and moving stuff around. And they actually pick up trees and twirl them around and place them down as bridges. So it's a lot like kind of seeing Bright Falls from a totally different angle. So
nice.
And the graphics are really, really amazing.
Well, you just know. Basically using the same engine they used before. And it did look
same
pretty
engine,
good.
Same engine, but when you're suspended like 130 feet above the lake and you're just standing on a fucking tree limb and you're looking down at the water and you see the moonlight on it and stuff, it's actually very impressive. So, and you actually get to see a lot more elements in the game as you're walking around. I was standing on this one part where Zane is talking, and I'm just kind of looking around, and I keep seeing this little light off in the distance, way off in the distance. It keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. I'm like, what the fuck is that? And finally it comes out, and it's the moon. And I was like, oh, okay, so they actually do have a lot of clouds in the game. They just can't see them because it's so dark. But then I started actually paying attention to the sky, and you can see a lot of really cool detail. So I was very impressed with Alan Wake's graphics.
That's not a bad impression, Cass.
Mm-hmm.
So segueing over here to Holly.
Yep.
Holly. Oh, one last thing.
Though. Oh, you got to
one last thing. I forgot.
So smooth.
Those who were disappointed with the Signal boss fight with the TVs, it totally makes up for it at the end of the Rider.
Fair enough.
The boss fight you have is actually epic, and it's more than one boss back to back, all at the same time. It's pretty severe. So, okay, Holly.
Yes, so Holly. Justin.
Okay. All right. So, you've been playing some video games, right? What have you been playing?
Really, I haven't had a lot of time because I just started my new job.
Yeah.
But today I did finally get to pick up Scribblenauts.
Yeah.
Super Scribblenauts. So, no, it's just
one. I thought it was two.
No, Scribblenauts was the first one, and then this is Super Scribblenauts.
It's like Mario and Super Mario.
Yeah.
Eh, fuck it.
Or Contra and Super Contra.
So or Super Smash. Instead of doing the two, they did a Super.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was Super.
It was Super.
It was Super.
They actually have an area that actually, like, that looks like Mario, too, because you've got bricks, and then you've got these, like, you've got these little blocks, and then these really, like, crappy-looking turtles that are crawling, like, around it.
Shit turtles?
No, not shit turtles. And you're supposed to find your way, like, you're supposed to be able to climb up, like, a ladder or whatever you choose to climb up, and
to get around the shit turtles?
No. To hit the squares, and you've got to hit as many squares as it takes to actually find the starite.
Does anything land on the shit turtles?
No.
Oh, okay.
So, I don't know what the fuck Scribblenauts is. I'm just being honest. What is Scribblenauts?
Scribblenauts is... They're all puzzle games.
So, is it a bunch of mini-games in one, or is there, like, a level you're going through?
No, it's all levels. Like, you're... Like, this one, you're going through constellations. Like, you've got one constellation, which is just labeled as a one, and then you've got, like, different levels that you work off of on that one. Whenever you're finished with all of those levels, it turns into... Or you... Like, it forms a picture... And then you move over to another constellation, which whenever you finish it, it turns into another constellation. But they're all just like these small puzzles that you've got to try and figure out through creative vocabulary, pretty much. But you can't use words that are I can't think of the word.
Foul?
No. Well, you can't use foul words either. But I can't think of
Give
it.
Me
it.
Verbs.
Anyway.
Pronouns?
No. They did add adjectives to this one, though.
Okay. Well,
thanks for reminding me. I don't know. Anyway.
He still has no idea.
Yeah, I don't even know.
The nouns and the adjectives.
Well, give me an example, because there's other people besides me that haven't played this before. Yeah.
He's like, run. Is that a noun?
Well, give me a puzzle and, like, what you do to complete it.
Okay, so it'll show you a picture of, like, or it'll show you, like, a little, like a fireman. And then it'll ask you what, you know, give something that would make the fireman happy or whatever. So you give them, like, a fire truck. You know, these are just really job. Basic ones. you can't do hand jobs.
But hand jobs make firemen happy.
they do, but not in the scroll.
Do they want you to start a fire so the fireman has something to do?
Is it a pyromaniac-inducing game?
He has a fire hose.
No, she never gave him the fire hose.
He's got one built in, if you know what I mean.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah.
That's true.
So tell him about the crazy shit you made from adding different words and adjectives.
I made a zombie robot. I can't really think of anything.
I've heard about in this game, you're able to, like, somebody was talking about it, and they made a refrigerator and a oven fight to the death.
Just by writing
like refrigerator fights oven.
Yeah, but I do that like once a week.
Or like our
microwave.
Like to toilet.
No. Like if you haven't noticed, our microwave is missing. Because
it almost lit on fire.
We made it fight to the death with a scrub brush. So it lost. So.
So have you been having fun playing Scribblenauts?
Yeah, last time I played it, like, whenever I played the first one, I had a lot of fun, but I never had a DS, and then now I finally have a DS, so I picked up Super Scribblenauts, and it's fantastic.
Nice. So you're liking it, then?
Yeah, I like it a lot, and I get to, you know, obviously I'm just renting it, so...
Is it one of those games you can pick up and put down, or is it one of those games you pick up and you lose a couple hours?
No, it just depends. I mean, the levels are pretty short, so you can stop playing whenever you want, and then you'll just pick up wherever you want to. So, I mean, it's not... It can get addictive, I guess, because I played it for 4 hours straight, but then...
Okay, that's kind of what I'm getting at. I mean, is it fun enough?
I know. But then I was also just reviewing it.
Just define addiction, Justin.
Mass Effect?
Mass Effect is very addicting, yeah. Dead Rising, I found is... Actually, you were right. After about 15 minutes, I was like, okay. I went for about 7 hours. So,
exactly.
Yeah.
So anyway,
that's addiction, Holly.
Yes, I know. But no, it's just different. I mean, you don't have to, but
that's
you
addiction
can.
Without
it's
responsibility.
Easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. No kids to feed.
So it's a fun, cutesy kind of game.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's really creative. I mean, it'll...
Would you define it as foo-foo frilly?
No.
Or just cutesy?
I don't know how.
It's a pretty original, I'll give it that. I've never really tried it because it never really enticed me, but I've heard some really, really interesting things about it, you know? So,
yeah.
Like Andrew was saying, the oven and the refrigerator stuff.
Yeah, I mean, they've got thousands of words that you can use. I mean, words that you've never even heard of, they actually have it in the game.
Can you make, like, a baby and a dog fight?
You can create a baby and you can create a dog, but I don't think they fight.
Can you put a baby in a swing?
Okay, we're moving on.
Yeah.
Because if you can do that, you should videotape it and send it to somebody.
No.
Okay,
no.
Moving on. Moving
can
on.
Can you get a scalpel and a pregnant woman?
Oh,
what
terrible.
The hell?
This is terrible.
Can you get like two bums to fight over a steak? Maybe
steak?
That.
No. I saw somebody do
work.
Like a loving... zombie nun. And it was walking around giving people hugs. So I'm like, I guess it's kind of
no, like, yeah, well, you can Catholic create thing. Things like that. Like, if you create a zombie, and then you can create a, like, you can create a brain, and you'll just have it sitting on the ground. The zombie will literally go over and eat the brain. You can create an explosive brain, and if the zombie eats the explosive brain, it's going to explode.
Hmm. Funny, that was how they ended Night of the Living Dead. So,
but no, in the first one, you couldn't use the D-pad.
Right.
And in this one, you actually can, which makes it a lot easier
to move
Maxwell around.
I'm still not quite getting it. So you're doing it like a puzzle platformer, and you're trying to solve this puzzle, and then he says, insert random words here, and then crazy things happen, and you solve
you
the puzzle?
No, I mean, it's
how confused a side thing from the actual...
You need marijuana.
No,
dude.
I mean, those are the entire levels. I mean, you've got side levels. I didn't play any of the extras that are in the game. I was just basically going off of the levels.
Right.
But it's... Okay, it's kind of like you're on one side of an ocean or, you know, a body of water, whatever, and you've got to figure out how to get to the other side.
Right.
And you get extra points for using something creative instead of just saying a boat and then driving that across.
So you can so make if like you balloon say and
floating yeah. dead body.
I don't know if a floating dead body would work.
This is Nintendo.
Because this is rated is
probably E.
E10?
I don't know.
I think children.
I think it's E10.
I think E10 games should have access to dead bodies, personally.
But like, you could like have like flying sheep to get your...
Yeah, or you can have like a giant balloon with an anus attached to it that you grab onto and float over.
No.
But you can't do flying anus?
No. No.
That sucks.
What happens if you put a foul word in there?
Probably tells
it
you
just
word
doesn't
a lot.
Recognize it.
It's probably what speak and spell does. It's just like, that is not a correct word. Try again.
No, it'll...
Spell
I mean, if,
cat. You just F-U-C-K. It's just like,
it, yeah,
fuck.
I mean, sometimes it will do that, but most of the time it'll put a red line through it and then just say that it's not in their vocabulary, so...
They should make an adult version of this game.
Yeah, that's really funny.
Yeah.
Yes, they should have, like, Hooker should be allowed to be playing.
Farting Aardvark.
Farting Aardvark, yeah. Yeah.
And then I don't know about the skates. First one.
It's like heroin addicted brontosaurus. Barreling through. It's like,
how to
get through this wall. You know, just put some heroin on one side, a heroin addicted brontosaurus on the
you
other.
Get like, you just get, like, a jackhammer or yeah. just a shovel or an axe or whatever. Anything like that. Like, you can
get
basically
a pile driver
create
going
anything
on.
You want.
Right.
That's not foul.
That's not foul.
It's not foulic.
Yes.
Foulic. All right.
Anyway.
So you can't put penis bridge.
Mm-mm.
Your penis cake?
What use is this
wow,
game?
Wow, this is
nothing,
like...
No penis. No penis.
This is awful.
I'm just trying to be foul at this point.
I know.
Just because it's funner. Like... Just because it's more fun that way. So.
Funner?
Funner.
It's funner. It's funner.
Maybe you should play some Scribble Knots.
Yeah. Sorry, I use Newspeak. It's really bad. So I do that thing where you just cut down the process of from brain to mouth to word, you know, just cut out words. So it's more fun. It's
so
funner.
Before you know what the word is, it's going to your mouth.
Boom, it's going to my mouth.
Before most things get to us, no.
Well,
that would have been a good one.
It's like,
hold
it's
on,
like,
well, take two. Before he knows what it is, it already goes in his mouth.
It's like the Scott Pilgrim thing, wherever he has that wheel choice that comes up, and when does I have to go pee who her, or her who, and he joins the two together and says, I have to pee on her. That's kind of how it is with me. I do that sometimes where I just kind of join two thoughts together and they come out wrong.
All right, so moving right along. We're still doing actual game reviews.
Yes.
So, Holly, you give that a decent review?
Yeah, I do.
You like it?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun to do. And, I mean, in this one, I don't know about the last one, but whenever you actually finish the levels in this one, you can go through and play it again, but this time you have to beat each one three times. And all three times that you beat it, like just one specific level you have to beat three times, you have to use different words every single time.
So they just want you to be more creative.
Yeah. And
that's good.
That's mostly what the game
your
is.
Your imagination
just...
is your playground.
This would have been really helpful when I was doing speech pathology.
You should go work.
I'd be like,
for them,
play
Andrew.
Some Scribble.
I know.
I
just should be their PR agent.
They give you like
yeah,
three
like
hints, but sometimes
kid for PSP.
Yeah.
The one
who's
the
already
one from...
gotten kicked. They yeah. stopped doing that.
Well,
people
he was in role
him.
Models. He was in
yeah,
role
yeah,
models,
but
yeah.
people hated him on those commercials.
I liked him in role models. I really didn't care for him on PSP.
So, anyways, back to Holly.
Fuck you, Miss Daisy.
I don't remember what I was saying.
All right, Andrew, your turn.
I guess it is my turn. I don't even get a cool lead-in. I'm not like, hey, Andrew, what have you been playing?
Andrew, what have you been playing this week?
What have you been playing?
Probably because you guys were talking through mine. You don't deserve one.
I don't think somebody's getting sex tonight either. So.
As she pours more sake.
Yeah. Yep. Yes, I am.
She's like, attitude's just going to start oozing out.
I'm mad at you. We're going to go home. You're not going to get sex. I'm going to get drunk and dry hump the couch. So. I'm going to grind. I'm going to grind on a stuffed animal. So.
Why is there meowing?
It's just like when cats have cat tails. Because
he imagines
things.
You with a cat tail. So.
Weird.
I'm not somebody that we know.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyways.
Okay, so Medal of Honor. That's what I picked up.
Are there Tales of Medal of Honor?
There are many Tales.
It's Medal of Honor.
SF.
Medal of Honor. Codename Medal of Honor, isn't it?
Codename, yes. There is no extra fluff on Medal of Honor. It's Medal of Honor.
It's just Medal of Honor.
Okay, so.
Got with a beard on the
there's
front.
No fluff.
There's an epic beard on the front. Like I am jealous.
Like Santa Claus meets Castro kind of thing.
But it's full and it's not like stringy or anything. It's a girthy beard.
So it's not Rasputin.
He likes it girthy.
I like a girthy beard.
Okay, so
I wasn't talking about beards.
If it ain't 70,
he likes his toys to have some girth.
If it ain't 70 bush, it ain't well, you know, so.
Okay, so
if you need a machete, stay away.
Fuck off. Okay, so I picked this game up from GameStop at midnight on Monday, and I've been playing it basically nonstop. And I've got to say, I'm fucking digging the shit out of this game. One thing that I knew once I picked this game up, which half of like fucking all these other review sites aren't. This isn't fucking Call of Duty. This isn't a knockoff of Call of Duty. This isn't a sequel of Call of Duty. It has nothing to fucking do with Call of Duty.
So you probably listened to the same cast I did the other day.
Yeah. And they're like, whoa, comparing this to Call of Duty. It's not fucking Call of Duty. Pay attention.
So it's duty free.
It is duty free. There is no poop.
So they were talking about when on one of the other casts, Bombcast actually was talking about this, how it's kind of generic. Like, the story's kind of generic. There's no, like, definable evil in the world or whatever.
Well, you're actually...
Like, you like the fact that it is more, like,
realistic?
Torture. Yes.
Yes, by far.
That because you're have some armed service behind you?
Yes, and, well, I mean, whenever I play Call of Duty, I'm like, man, this is a little fucking over the top. Like, the shit you do in that, I'm like, okay.
You'd never did that.
No, I never, like, invaded a fucking Burger King when I was in Iraq.
Well, obviously not.
Oh, not in Iraq, but...
It was a falafel shop, yes. So,
falafel's pretty good.
They are. They're fucking delicious. You get dysentery that way, so watch out if you're ever in Iraq. And
Back to the game.
Okay. Back to me hating on some of the other reviewers on saying how, well, this aspect of the game isn't like Call of Duty, so it's wrong kind of shit. And that's the same. I'm like, how much did fucking Kotek shove so much money up your ass? That's Activision CEO, if you didn't listen to last week's. So this game, I'm digging the shit out of it. It's more realistic. It's legit. You don't see kids running in there, running and gunning and fucking doing all this crazy shit on it, because you will be turned into hamburger meat.
So is it pretty easy with, like, the multiplayer to just, like, fucking own everybody? You got to play it a lot more cautiously.
You have to play it way more cautiously. You have to play it like, you know what, it only takes you maybe, well, one shot to two shots and you're fucking dead.
Dead.
And, I think one of their best aspects in this game is on their multiplayer is their objective-based version, which in all other multiplayer shooter games, the objective base is the thing that sucks the most. I hate, like, the capture the flag or the fucking, hold this King of the Hill point.
I love that about Halo.
Halo is a little different. They revamped it, but in, like, Call of Duty, it sucks balls. I can't stand it. In this one, it actually gives you basically some legitimate, like, this side of the line is Coalition, this side of the line is Taliban, Op 4, my bad, And it's like, that's where the battle's happening. It's not, you're not going to have some little fucking, some sniper that spawns on the other side of the map shooting everybody in the back. You know, where you're safe from behind you, in front of you is where the fire's coming from. Now, I was also looking at the different reviewers, and this kind of pisses me off, that, okay, EA did kind of fuck up. When they released this game on Tuesday, the multiplayer had so many fucking bugs wrong with it. Like, it was lagging out, it was, the servers were always kicking off and stuff, and just the flow of the game was all fucked up. And then about, like, 10 o'clock last night, the server went down for an hour. And, like, me and my buddy, he has the PS3 version, Matt, he's got the PS3 version, and he's like, man, I'm not liking this multiplayer. I call him today after they did their, they shut down the servers for about an hour, and they obviously went in there and fixed a lot of their shit that they were, that everybody was complaining about. And I called him up today, and he's like, dude, I haven't stopped playing. He's like, I'm having a fucking blast now. So I think the reviewers were a little quick to give a 6 out of fucking 10, IGN, on a game. Now, the actual campaign, I'm digging the shit out of the campaign. Like, it's, I mean, okay, so yeah, I went to Iraq. The opening scene is you're driving in a truck, driving through this fucking dark city completely. I mean, there's people living there, but it's like all quiet and stuff.
Getting flashbacks.
And, yeah, I was getting nervous and shit, and grabbed my weapon, sat there and played.
Striking
it,
striking my weapon.
And I'm like, this is my rifle, this is my gun. And
it's like, thank God I got my shit tucked back.
I know. And so like they're just driving, and it's the simple things in this game. Like, they're just kind of, it's two trucks talking back and forth to each other, and it's
kind of like Cars.
It's fuck off. It's
they have a little smiley face.
Yeah. Fucking and Larry the Cable Guy is one of the voices. No, I'm kidding. So, like, they're actually talking back and forth, and they're kind of mixing normal casual talk and being around a bunch of guys and fucking using your military shit. And the way they're talking is identical to some of the conversations I had in Iraq. Not like, oh, we're SF and we're about to fucking take down 300 Taliban, but, like, the shit they're saying, like, man, this shit's kind of fucked up, but I don't know why I'm here, kind of stuff. And it's just great how it's continuity to the actual armed forces, unlike fucking shithole. What?
Okay. my question was it DreamWorks was originally the Medal of Honor creators, and that was...
Oh, I thought you were about to talk about Cars.
No. But Steven Spielberg sold off DreamWorks to EA right before Medal of Honor came out originally, because he was the one who was trying to rebirth the series of Medal of Honor. Is DreamWorks still the... Are they the ones who put out this new one?
No. It was DICE and Danger Close.
So DreamWorks had nothing to do with it?
I don't believe so.
What else has DICE done, or has this just been...
DICE did the multiplayer for Bad Company 2. So they've got some lineage with this. One thing I was a little disappointed about, whenever I got the beta, like, 3 months ago, one thing I was so super fucking...
It's a fiasco.
Oh, God. I'll tell that story here in just a second. One thing in the beta, you could fucking... almost all terrain was destructible. You could shoot down walls and shit. This one, it looks like they removed off 90% of the destructibility, which is...
In multiplayer or campaign?
In multiplayer and campaign.
Okay, so yeah, I heard people at work talking about shooting a rocket to, you know, into a building that a guy was hiding behind and just blowing the building up and then shooting him.
Yeah. I mean, like, that's how the original one was. Like, one of the levels is a valley, and I, like, literally mowed off all of the fucking trees so they couldn't hide behind trees.
What, you mean like an M60 or something?
Yeah, with an M60, just mowed down all the trees and they couldn't hide behind them, so that made it a lot easier. But in this one, the destructibility isn't quite on par. I'm hoping later on with new patches and stuff they'll fix it, but right now that's not how it's looking. Now, my beta fiasco. That was good times. So I pre-ordered it like 3 months ago, and with GameStop you gotta into the beta, and that's like the only reason I pre-ordered the game was to play the beta, because I'm a big Medal of Honor fan. So I get it, fucking. I don't actually get to play it till about a month after I got the card, because EA's fucking around and has the PS3 version up and the PC version up, and I couldn't do anything with it. 360 wasn't up. It didn't come up till like 3 weeks after the original beta started. So I'm like, shit. So all this time, this card sitting on my coffee table. And of course, anybody who's ever been to my house, a lot of beer is on my coffee table
and signatures.
And signatures, we carve our names into the table. But somehow some beer got onto the card and ripped off the last fucking number. So I spent like
last two
numbers. So you're like, oh, why don't you just try every single one? Well, I tried.
You didn't try.
Well, there's
try.
99 numbers.
Yeah.
I tried.
99 numbers plus the letters.
Oh, it was the letters in the
yeah.
card, too.
Yeah,
so. But you could kind of see what they were. Like, you could see a little bit of the shape. So it was kind of easy to, like, to cancel out a lot of different letters and numbers.
Okay, so it's not, you don't have to go through, like, 2,600 variables.
No.
Right.
So, like, I'm fucking, I tried for probably 30 minutes typing in stuff, and I'm like, fuck it, I'm going to call GameStop and be like, hey, do you guys got any more cards? Mine's fucked up. They're like, nah, we're not carrying any more cards. EA didn't send us enough. So I'm like, fuck. They're like, call up EA. Called up EA. Dude was like a prick. He was like, well, how do I know you're not lying or shit like that? And I'm like, are you kidding me? And I'm like, what am I supposed to do? Is there a war going on outside?
No, actually, DICE did Mirror's Edge.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they're actually a Swedish company. And they did the Battlefield games and Mirror's Edge. And I was trying to remember what else they actually pulled out because I had never heard of them.
Oh, well.
And I just, yeah.
Well, seriously, who fucking is cleaning their car at, like, midnight? Okay.
I know, but they also did Shrek and Diva Stars.
Oh, excellent. They're fine stuff. So, like, basically, I call them up. EA's a prick. I finally call up GameStop and the actual corporate GameStop, and they actually helped me out a lot. So I give a little more respect to GameStop. And then, of course, right when they sent it to me, Holly figured it out. So I had two cards, so thank you, GameStop. But, yeah, I mean, I've had a blast with Medal of Honor. I think everybody should give it another try. I mean, of course, it's not going to get the mass appeal as Call of Duty is, because that's kind of like
the mass appeal of Mass Effect.
Oh, no, oh, shut up.
It's the Walmart.
I guess if this was like a frat boy game, everybody would be on it like Call of Duty is.
They'd be all over it like bro rape.
Like bro, they'd be bro raping it, but
like shit kicking cowboys the other night.
So I got the two cards, and I actually didn't use them both, which I don't know. I was. The hell, didn't need to.
Well, I thought you were going to give Casey one.
I was going to give Casey one, and then I just stopped giving it.
And you should see
if Casey will like in trade. You'll give it to him if he lets Holly taser her.
It's already
him?
Over.
Not sorry, taser him. Yeah.
It's like it. Well, that beta ended like 2 months ago.
He doesn't
ago.
Have to know that.
He's played the game.
Oh yeah, he has. Hasn't he? Sorry, Casey.
But like, yeah,
I'm not questioning your mentality.
I mean, there is some major glitches in the game. I mean, but. Like, there's the worst...
So what do you like about the game? Let me start with that.
What I like about the game, continuity is awesome. I love the banter between them. I mean, it's not like, haha, funny, but, like, there's a part where...
You mean the banter feels more like something...
Realistic.
Like, right.
Yeah, there's a part where...
Is it grossing?
Yes. You and three other guys are stuck in this fucking Adobe, like, hut. And fuck off!
Adobe...
And yeah. this RPG comes blasting through one of the fucking walls. And they're like, we are fucked. And it's just guys just pouring over the side of this fucking mountain. And like they're calling up and they're like, hey, dude, we need some air support. We are getting our asses raped.
Is there somebody in the background going, game over, man?
I know. I was expecting it, dude, because that's what I was saying. I'm like, man, we are fucked. And these guys are pouring, and they're like, sorry, no air support at this time, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, are you kidding me? We are going to die. And it's, like, the entire story is also, which is, I find this kind of good way. I don't even know how to fucking say the words I'm trying to say. But, like, they have these little cutscenes between missions. Basically, it's got the TOC, their Tactical Operating Center. And it's got this guy linked up with, I guess, a general back in the Pentagon. And this general's just a fucking cocksucker. Like, he's saying the dumbest shit. Like, oh, let's send our Rangers in there and fight this valley. They're like, we've got, like, 100,000 Afghan army strong that are willing to do it. He's like, nah, this is our war. Kind of shit like that. So, of course, once they send the Rangers in, all hell breaks loose. And they're getting raped, which is like, well... the bureaucrats and everybody up top are kind of fucking everything up.
Do you feel that's kind of a parody on the way that things actually go?
Yes.
So you think they're actually knocking the way that
the
masterminds behind it all kind of handle?
Definitely. Definitely. It is a good old fuck you to higher-ups.
Nice.
Which I'm like, excellent. Thank you, EA. Thanks for doing what you do.
Yeah.
Multiplayer, I love. I've spent too many hours playing it so far.
Were there any new weapons introduced into the...
No,
I've heard some bitches about there just basically being AKs and M16s.
Yeah, because that's all you actually have over there. It's not like you don't have your fucking laser fucking guided shit kicker like they do in Call of Duty. It's not all these.
But
fucking,
this is fantasy, so you know. I'm just asking. The game is. I'm not saying that the situation is not a real life situation. I'm just saying what's going on is fantasy. So. Did they just keep it realistic weapons that are going to be over there?
They kept it realistic weapons. All issued weapons that would actually be over there are over there. They've got old Russian fucking machine guns and stuff. The PKs and stuff, which, I mean, I really like that they're fucking how they did that. And a lot of people are bitching about how, oh, I don't get my fucking super rifle, blah, blah, blah. Well, sorry, bud. Don't know what to tell you. And I'm guessing your next thing is what I don't like about it, right?
Yeah, cons.
Cons. The game is pretty buggy. I mean, it is, like, there's one point where it checkpointed me literally at the cinematic of where I'm dying. And it kept going over and over my cinematic of me dying. Not like I run around a corner and get shot.
Does it play music when you die?
I don't know.
It'd be kind of fun.
I'm like, literally, it just loops me fucking falling down and looking at my hand. I'm like, like over and over, and I'm like, motherfucker, I'm gonna have to restart this fucking level. So there's that glitch, and then there's my buddy was telling me about how if you don't do certain things a certain way, it literally fucking freezes up the game. Which I mean, yeah, fucking sucks. They should have beta tested it a little more.
That's kind of vague.
Yeah. I can't remember exactly what happened.
No.
Sorry, Casey.
So, anyways. So
he's like, mention that on the podcast. Sorry.
Is that how Casey talks?
Yes.
Yep. Get him drunk and he sounds worse.
No, I've seen him drunk.
Get him to the chopper. Get him to the chopper.
I've seen him drunk. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. His overalls.
His overalls.
Carrying around the Nerf gun.
Yeah. And a bow tie.
I remember we were sitting there breaking the Nerf pellets just to piss him off. He was like, dude, don't break my Nerf pellets.
Casey's never going to get laid to any girl who's listening to this podcast now. Sorry, buddy.
Some girls kind of find it cute. So.
Okay, so besides it being buggy, and I haven't beaten the game, I heard it was short.
Well, to be fair, we do an impressions cast. Yeah. So, I mean, we're recording again, and for those that don't know, Wednesday night. This shit came out Monday night at midnight.
And
we all work jobs. We don't get paid to do this. So, I mean, that's a pretty fair amount of reviewing done for fucking probably, like, what, maybe 8 hours of gameplay so far?
Yeah. Yeah, about. And most of it was on multiplayer, so that's why I didn't get the campaign all the way through.
Well, when it comes to game length, like how long do you think Reach is in the campaign?
About 10 hours.
I've heard people on podcasts say it was 5 hours.
And they didn't play it.
Yeah, that was the first day it came out, and people were sitting there bitching, oh, the game's too short, the campaign's stupid, it's like 5 hours.
I had people at work going, well, I don't know if I want to get it, it's only a 5-hour campaign.
Yeah, like, it's not. It's like 10, 12 hours.
Yeah, you played on Legendary, it's probably like a 30-hour campaign.
No.
How long did it take you on Legendary?
About the same amount on Heroic, about 10 hours. Yeah, maybe 9, 10 hours, somewhere like that. Yeah.
So anyways, all that aside, I think you're giving a decent review.
Yeah. I say if you don't have the money to go out and buy it, or you're a little iffy, fucking picking up on Blockbuster. I mean, or Blockbuster or whatever, just check it out. That's my impression of it.
All right. Segueing off, Trent?
All right, well, we're going to do some news now, since this week was a little
short on
games.
This
was a weak week. This was a very weak week.
Oh, yeah. We got to talk about Kirby.
Speaking of news.
Yeah, because we were going to bring up a game, and Holly, you were going to play...
Kirby Epic Yarn.
Yeah, and when are they releasing that bullshit?
17th on Sunday.
That's a big release day.
Fucking Nintendo does what they want.
Well,
they're like,
we've
got a big
dick. The Nintendo players can get it when they get out of church and go grab it. So
they're done playing with their Wii.
Yeah. The priest is like, you're going to play with what? My Wii. It's like, repent. Anyway.
My W-I-I.
Yeah, my W-I-I, my Wii-Wii.
Anyway, hold on. Do you think that, like, I mean, this game will sell as big if it's not on the major release day of Tuesday, like most are?
I think it'll give parents a good chance to get it for their kids.
Also, it's right after Friday, payday, for a lot of people, so it's closer to payday than most Tuesday releases. Well,
I mean, Nintendo does these weird release dates.
Because they can.
I know.
They just don't like to conform to the actual.
It's sad that they're like the big giant on everything, but yet they only release like maybe a quarter of all the good games. So.
Yeah.
If even that.
Whatever. I mean, they're the ones who, like, didn't they originally start releasing games in January instead of December? Like, most people trying to get on the holidays, they're like, fuck it, we're going in January. And they still outsold.
Yeah, it's because they were like, in December, most people are buying games for kids, but after December, kids are buying games for themselves because they have Christmas money, so that way they're getting the titles they actually want as opposed to parents buying titles for them. That's one of the reasons they did that, because they felt they could actually get the kids what they wanted, which is a smart idea, because it worked. I can't think of how many times I got, like, I tell my mom I want this game, which my mom was actually really good at giving me the games I wanted. Like, she got me Aliens 3 for Sega when I was a kid.
Oh, that was an all right.
That was actually a fun game for its time, but, I mean, she would actually give me the cool games and stuff, but one year I wanted, I can't remember what it was, but she got me, I wanted the Evil Dead game for PlayStation, and she got me Final Fantasy 9, which was just horrible. So I played it for a little bit, and they were like, I tried to take it back. They're like, oh, this is open. We can't take it back. So I took it to the game store, and I got them to shrink wrap it for me. I took it back to Walmart, and they gave me my Evil Dead game. So, but that's the thing, though, is the kids know more what they want. So. And now we're going to do some
I take that back. That was ESPN. That is ESPN. We're not copywriting. To get my ass.
I think since you did it with your voice, it's not that big of a deal.
And one bit of news. Didn't somebody steal our humor section?
We had this thing going on, which was to come up with movies that were game worthy that never got turned into a game, and we announced that. Not a week ago, but 2 weeks ago, we were talking about that. On our first fucking podcast.
Which was, what was the date? October.
2 weeks ago, end of October.
The 6th.
Was it
October? No, that was last week.
It's like October 1st.
Yeah.
Or September 31st.
Yeah, I don't have it pulled up on here. Actually, I do have it pulled up on here.
I think it was actually on the, when it hit, it was on the 1st, I think.
Yeah, the first one was September 30th.
Damn.
And we talked about it back then, about that being next week's podcast at the time. Mm-hmm. And IGN totally fucking stole the idea. I don't know if they stole from us or what, but they've never been that inventive to begin with. So.
But they literally came out with it today.
Yeah, they just posted today, which was the day we were going to announce some ideas for video movies that deserved video games, like V for Vendetta was going to be one of mine. They never did a game for that, and I thought they could have done a pretty decent game, but if they did it right, you know, they probably would have fucked it up. But that was one of them.
Their article is 5 movies that should be video games.
Yeah. And they, of course, they covered the bases. A lot of 80s. Total.
Yeah.
Running Man. Big Trouble in Little China.
Then they have District 9.
Event Horizon. District 9. And those are all great movies. Those are actually movies I really do like a lot. But this was not listener submitted. This was them coming up with it, wasn't it?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know, but they're douchebags.
Yeah, so IGN, go fuck yourself.
Yep.
All right, Holly, you got any news for us? IGN's a bunch of cocksuckers.
Friends today.
If anyone ever read the graphic novel The Walking Dead.
I.
You?
Yes.
Okay. Well, they actually do have the TV series coming out to AMC on October 31st, and the first episode is actually going to be 90 minutes long.
Hour and a half.
DVR and that shit.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm probably going to stay in. I was just going to stay and do a horror movie fest. So I will be here to watch it.
I think you should go bar hopping.
Yeah, I don't know. I never really liked bar hopping.
I'm going to DVR it, and I'm going to go bar hopping.
Yeah, I never liked bar hopping on Halloween because I get really drunk.
I'm going as
and
gay
then, and then I see people in costumes. Like, I'll see a chick dressed up like a hooker, and I'll think she's an actual real hooker, and I'll start saying something, and then somebody goes like, that's a costume. I'm like, oh.
I just want to go out on Halloween and go see all the girls dressed like sluts. I'm all about
that. Yeah, exactly. But it always leads to trouble.
Speaking of slut,
I'm all worried.
I couldn't find any boots that you were telling me about at the mall.
Oh, that boot store. Yeah, I'll ask Vanessa. She goes there all the time.
So The Walking Dead, that's going to be fun.
That'll be awesome.
That'll be awesome. You got any other news for us?
No, that's it.
Okay.
Justin, what news do you have?
I actually got a few things. A
few things?
Yeah. I read a lot of RSS feeds, or I subscribe to a lot of RSS feeds, and I was looking at one today. I guess UVerse has partnered with Microsoft, and you're going to be able to use your Xbox as a receiver. So they're going to get rid of the receiver fees and let you use your Xbox as an actual receiver. They got a remote for it and software. Basically, all they do is they just got to hook it up to the network and give your remote, run the software on the Xbox, and you are good to go and start changing channels.
How much is the programming, though?
I don't know.
They haven't stated yet?
No, but I'm just saying they're eliminating a receiver fee, though, by turning your Xbox into a receiver.
Yeah.
So you basically can seamlessly go, like they were showing it was on the video that I was watching where he just hits the little Xbox button on the remote, goes to his dashboard, goes back to TV, goes back to dashboard, and is like, fuck.
That's
nice. Actually pretty fucking cool.
Is that going to be Xbox exclusive, or are they going to? Because I know PS3 could probably do the same thing. So.
Well, I don't know so far. I mean, that's like I said, it was like a
testing waters.
Yeah. I was looking at it for those that like crazy news. Kotaku.com has some really interesting tech news. I go there for video game news as well as like Wired type shit. You know, and it's one of the things I picked up on this morning.
Okay. All right. You got any others?
Fallout. Going to keep talking about that. So
even after it comes out, he's going to keep talking about
it. I will, because that's my favorite game. But anyways, we're my favorite franchise. Listen to some more dev blogs. Nothing really new, but one of the things I didn't really remember to talk about, especially after watching X-Play's big exclusive on it this week. They had a... Like, if you remember playing the original game, you picked up a lot of brass. You picked up a lot of, like... 32 caliber ammo that you really never end up using after you're level 10.
Yeah.
So you can take this ammo and melt it down and make new ammo out of it.
Nice.
So
do you have to search out ammo molds, though? Or?
Not ammo molds, a workbench. And if you have, like, the repair skill now, it does that. With the with some of the other skills, there's more survival stuff and things like that.
Nice.
So, I mean, they're really doing some cool things with Fallout. I've looked at a lot of the missions on... I looked at X-Play the other day.
So they're really taking it to a more interactive, realistic environment, finally.
And hardcore is getting way more hardcore, which I love.
Yeah.
I'll play that for 10 minutes. Oh, my God, fuck this.
It's like Insanity Mode on Mass Effect. You're just like, what the fuck?
The area's actually gotten bigger.
Yeah.
So when it's out in the desert this time and there's not a whole lot of fallout going on, it's a lot of...
the landmarks are going to be probably a lot more few and far between because a lot of...
The Uber Dam.
Brontosaurus.
They're probably going to have to add in a lot of more makeshift landmarks since it is out in the middle of the desert.
They have actual little small towns.
That's what I'm talking about, yeah.
Yeah, no, so the only thing
legit
about
small towns...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, if you ever play in Fallout 1, actually, I'm just going to say this about all of them. And actually, I was talking about... to give him a little bit of a shout-out here, I was talking to John from the carousel, and he went to D.C. last summer, and he was talking to me. He was like, you know, I was going in the subways, and he was like, I really realized how much these subways resemble Fallout. And I was like, yeah, what do you mean? He's like, he gave me these pictures. Like, I took these in the subway. It's like, holy shit. They, like, mapped it.
Damn.
Like, it's insane how close attention to detail they paid over with Bethesda. So they did the same thing with Fallout New Vegas. Except they had to condense things. They were talking about how they raised some mountains and things like that. Yeah. And they got satellite imagery, and they condensed a lot of the stuff in between the towns so it'd be less travel time.
Yeah.
But a lot of the stuff is like almost true to scale from the 50s.
Well, it's almost like with Dead Rising 2, they actually went to Vegas, and like with the zombie skins, they're actually modeled after. They took like photos
yeah, they
of
took
just
photos. Yeah, they took photos of tourists.
Yeah, of people who are actually in Vegas, and all the zombies are modeled after the typical Vegas tourists.
Damn, there's a lot of fat people in
yes,
Vegas.
Yes, there are. Well, that's because they have so many buffets for $2.99. But even the way the casinos are set up and the way the streets are done and stuff, it's all very Vegas style, which actually adds into the whole feel. And I like it when these gang companies actually do their homework like that.
So yeah, it was. A lot of interesting things about that. It's coming out. I actually ended up pre-ordering that through Amazon, because one thing I forgot about is Amazon has 99-cent same-day shipping, and GameStop, well, you're behind the curve. It's like $11. And then I had to pay tax. So my pre-order for that and Fable was going to cost me $200.
Jeez.
And now I'm down to $162.
Why don't you go to the store?
Because I pre-ordered it too late. Because I was too broke from last month because lots of things came up.
Amazon
anyways,
lets you pre-order like well up.
Yeah,
I was just thinking of Monday night, a midnight pickup.
Well, it's supposed to be release day pickup.
Yeah, so. Amazon actually has Amazon Prime, which you can get a free month trial of, and anything you pre-order counts towards that, and it's release day shipping.
Yeah, it's 99 cents, no tax.
Yep. Huh. But of course, for Amazon Prime, it's $75 a year to have, but you get that demo of it, the trial for like 30 days, so you can just pre-order everything you want to get, as long as it's an item sold by Amazon themselves and not one of their
subsidiaries,
storefronts. Yeah, you can get Amazon Prime shipping to have one-day delivery of all pre-orders.
Yeah, and
or
it's supposed to
delivery. Yeah,
and I was actually talking to a guy at work. I talked to a lot of people at work, but one guy was telling me, he's like, "Yeah, I order games and books and stuff like that." And he's like, "A lot of my books I get like on Saturday before release sometimes, so I may be playing this weekend. I don't know."
Yeah.
I'll let everybody know next week how early I got it.
That's
I got it on Thursday.
Because if I get it this weekend, you guys won't see me.
Well, so I know John from the Carousel, he pre-ordered Shattered Memory of Silent Hill from Amazon, but he didn't get it until like a month after the damn thing
came
out.
Well, he had a problem.
He did have a problem. But like I pre-ordered Tron through Amazon just to give them a shot and try it out. So I'll know how that's going to turn out when that one comes out. So
I like supporting local stuff, so...
And speaking of local stuff,
GameStop's very local.
We're going to give a little bit of a shout out here to the CarouselPodcast.com. And for those of you that don't know, me and Trent used to be on there a lot. We're on there some still, but we devote a little bit more time to this.
You guys used to talk shit about me on that podcast, so fuck
yeah,
you both.
Yeah, we did. But I think you and I are actually...
No, not really.
Are you coming on for the zombie cast?
Yeah, me and you are going to both be on
for
the zombie cast.
We're
going to
be on the zombie cast later this month. We're going to talk about zombies, everything.
So, also, too, newsworthy stuff. We're working on some press passes to get to PAX East.
Boom.
And isn't there a gaming convention here in
there
a couple
is
weeks?
It's Classic Gaming something. Spirit Events.
So does that mean that it's D&D?
I think it's this weekend.
Oh, seriously?
It might be. Either
we're never
going to
get a booth.
Next weekend. I don't think we're getting a booth.
I think we're going to be passing out flyers.
I think we are, too. It's $5. And it's like classic like Nintendo stuff. They're going to have like some antique, antique Nintendos. And they'll have like competitions and stuff like that.
That actually sounds fun.
Yeah.
Could be cool. So, yeah, anyways, Carousel Podcast, for those of you who don't know how to spell, that's CarouSel.
I can't spell because I wrote that note.
Yeah, I know. Podcast.com. So, another thing that you might, another thing that people we might shout out to because we have a little bit of interaction with them was TVGP.tv. I'm on their forums. They got great forums. I wish we had forums. I got to create the forums. But
forums.
But yeah, they have a great community and they have a great podcast. So a couple people we ought to shout out to. I guess I really didn't talk
about
news, but I just talked in general.
Yeah, that's fine. Really not a whole lot to talk about this week.
Yeah, we can basically talk whatever the fuck we wanted. I played a lot of demos.
Oh, yeah. You played demos. What have you been playing?
Let's get to the news, and we'll go into demos since we do have the extra time.
Yeah, so, we can do that. So I'll go over to you, Trent.
Okay, for me in news, I already talked about the Dead Space Plasma Cutter,
yep.
Which I don't know about everybody else out there, but that's just awesome.
I know, because you got... more toys than like a 10-year-old Japanese kid.
Well, no. If I get that plasma cutter, I'm going to go hold up a fucking gas station with it. I'm just going to walk in there and fucking point it at him.
We're going to hear him on the news.
Yes, you will. A douchebag with a toy plasma cutter was shot to death.
Just make sure you throw out tiltcast.com. Tiltcast.com.
Yeah. And I'll make sure I have my shit tucked back for you too.
just scribble on a shirt.
Yeah, Borderlands game of the year. Game of the Year came out.
Yeah,
and, man, we got a ton and of surprise, surprise, for those who did not know, there's early access codes to Duke Nukem Forever, the long-awaited Duke Nukem game, and there's early access codes inside the Borderlands Game of the Year, because it is Gearbox who's doing it, and I am totally pissed. Because, I mean, I have all the DLCs. I should have just waited.
Yep.
You know, I feel. And I remember I told you, and you started just going like, and like walked out of the room.
Yeah, I came in and was just like, man, I'm just going to.
Yeah. you sounded kind of angry about it.
Yeah, I was mad. Then I went and pooped.
Yeah. And then I felt docile. But
it was the poop talking. It wasn't him. Yeah.
It was the shit talk, literally. But yeah, Duke Nukem Forever. So for those of you who have not played Borderlands and want to get into Borderlands, that Game of the Year edition is looking better and better by the minute. It's worth the purchase because you're going to get all the DLCs. You're going to get Zombie Island. You're going to get the armor. You're going to get Moxie's Underdome. And you're going to get the Robo Revolution. And to top it all off, you're going to get Duke Nukem Forever access codes for the early demo, which is, for those of you who never played Duke Nukem, that's a game that's been waited on for probably about... Well, why am I looking at you? You wouldn't
know.
Anyway, Duke Nukem's been waited on for probably about, like, what, 10 some odd fucking years?
I played Duke Nukem on PC, so...
Yeah.
Because they don't make that anymore.
No. Whenever I was really, really young.
She was but a wee child.
So I still played it.
When she's about wee high to a grass. But anyways, so
she
about...
She just stopped growing when she was 10.
Yeah, she is pretty short. So,
she spent
but
all of her time sitting and playing Duke Nukem.
But yeah, Duke Nukem, it's been well over... about 10 years.
Yeah, it didn't even come out in 2000.
Yeah, but no, I mean, it's been well over 2 years, but they started talking about Duke Nukem Forever.
Oh, Duke Nukem Forever, they've been talking about since, like 1996.
Okay, so about 14, 13 years. So that's definitely something very interesting for those of you who had not picked up Borderlands yet and want to get Borderlands with everything.
And just to give you some insight into how good Gearbox is, they need to check out that viral video. For what was it? It wasn't Robo Revolution. It was Game of the Year commercial.
It was fucking hilarious.
Yeah. Well, to give people an idea, Gearbox was also in association with Bungie on the first Halo game.
Really?
Yes, they were. They were part of the company that worked on it, which is why when they put out Borderlands, it was such a well-rounded RPG because they've been doing it for a while, you know. So, but that's one of their credits for their early history. Speaking of Halo, though, 343 Industries. Which is the company that's been responsible for Halo Waypoint, as well as the comics, is the organization that is taking over Bungie's seat as the Halo headmasters.
So, okay, go again. What else did they release?
Who?
343.
Oh, 343. All they've done is Waypoint Halo and the comics. So, actually, if you go to 343's website, they are in a hiring frenzy. So any out-of-work programmers out there, they're hiring out the ass for the Halo division of 343, which is all 343 is. In fact, 343 is AI 343 Guilty Spark. That was his name, and that's where the name of their company comes from. I don't know what to expect out of them, to be honest with you, and Microsoft has tried to reassure the public that they're going to take Halo very seriously in what they do, which after seeing Halo Wars, I really don't believe that. So... But there's three main guys that are running 343 right now. And like I said, they're in a hiring frenzy. So if you love Halo and you don't want to watch it be destroyed and you have the credentials, please go and work for them. Save Halo.
We'll make shirts.
Yeah, we'll make shirts. We'll make shirts. We will go to 343 Studios and petition them to accept your application. Other news.
No, we won't. Just so you know,
we'll just say we were there, but we really weren't. So,
oh, I was in the back.
Yeah, I was in the.
Were
you at
the
north side of the building? I was in the south. Yeah, I didn't see you. You said two. I was there at four. Anyway, Spielberg. Now, this is actually a little bit of old news, but it finally got confirmed, which was that LMNO.
P.
Yes. But LMNO, which was actually Spielberg's secret project with EA, Electronic Arts, it was renamed EVE after a while. And it was supposed to be the story of an ex-secret agent working with an AI character named Eve, who was supposed to be an alien or something like that. And
I thought it was a robot.
No, she's supposed to be an alien. Oh. So, but she might be a cybernetic alien. I don't know. But anyways.
Something sci-fi.
But yeah. I've seen some of the stuff from the game, like some still shots that were released from press conference crap. And it was just total still shots that have nothing out there really that you can actually view other than what people are seeing on a projector in the background. It looked fucking cool. It looked really cool. And unfortunately, it got shit canned finally. And Spielberg's game is off the fucking rack of being produced. So that one's gone.
But Del Toro, we still have hope for a director.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, Spielberg, it's like Cameron getting into video games. No, no. So Avatar.
You didn't think Avatar was a good game?
No, I thought Smurfs was a good game when it came out. So, Playdead, the Copenhagen team responsible for Limbo, has announced that one of the deals they made with Microsoft to put Limbo out was that they are allowed to put out another IP franchise, and they announced that they are going to start doing that now, that they have been working on it, a whole new game that they said will be tailor-made for, sorry, not tailor-made, but just basically attractive to the people who played Limbo and loved Limbo. So they said the controls are going to be a lot more cooler, graphics are going to be really cool, and it's just going to be an all-out brand new game, a lot more into it. As more information comes out. Also, Limbo 2, is it ever going to come out? They said that they have thought about it, but they really don't have any concrete information to hand out over it. I personally would like to see a Limbo 2. And you played the game too, Justin.
Oh, yeah. I love Limbo.
Yeah. And a sequel. There is a story there. It's just they don't talk about it in the game.
We had to find out elsewhere, but it was pretty obvious once we got into it.
Yeah, and it's a beautiful game, really well done. I did the review and just raved on about how they kind of set a really good par for Xbox Live games.
It was simple, which is...
It was the simplicity that made it. I know. Really good. It was basically them taking all the minutia of their skills and putting it all into one game, and it came out really, really wonderful. And they actually have sold a 500,000 copies of that on Xbox right now.
Well, part of that's thanks to joystick.
But then I have to think how we came up with that number is by looking at the leadersboard.
The leaderboard.
What about the people who aren't connected to Xbox Live? So there could be.
You have to be connected to Xbox Live to
download it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck you guys. So. Your fucking common sense.
Cock block on genius moment there. Anyway, some really great news for Justin here, because he played the game and I played a little bit of it. And I saw the end and was actually very... I could see where people would be mad about how they ended Castlevania, but I'm not going to go into it. But I was actually...
You really shouldn't go into it.
I'm not, but I was actually kind of happy with the way that I was blown away. I was like, wow.
That was pretty...
That might be cool. In the next game. And
so, yeah, you really should play it because, god damn, that game after is fucking cool.
Yeah, where they're going to take it is totally new for Castlevania and really badass, possibly. I'm just not going to go into it. But they actually did announce Castlevania Lord of Shadows 2 is already in development. They are making it. It is being done. And the composer, whose name escapes me at the moment, is actually the one who announced it because people were commenting on the music he did for the first game. And he said, well, if they like that, then they're going to love what I've done for part two, which they're already making right now, and that was the big news. They were like, oh, so it is coming. So Lord of Shadows 2 is going to be coming out. No idea on when it's going to be released, though. Just know that they are making it for anybody who really
Mercury's
did like it.
Mercury's team really did a great job with that.
Oh, yeah, they did.
We already reviewed that, but goddamn.
Well, they took the whole 3D gaming type for that game that has failed so many times since... 64 and actually like, did it right.
Yeah, the platforming is fun.
Yeah.
So.
I think somebody said that either it was just simple genius or just time for everything to fall in place is what they said. And I was like, yeah, that's about right. So, and that's about it for news, except for we got one last, which is Andrew.
Yep. I got some found out some awesome news today while checking out the old Twitter.
Twatter.
The Twatter with Tiltcast, so... Let's plug that. If you're not following Twitter, our Twitter cast thing, fuck.
Tiltcast on Twitter. Thank you.
Tiltcast on Twitter. You're fucking wrong, so you better start following it.
And on Facebook.
And, yeah. So, I saw on Twitter that that Uber Int, who is the creator of one of my... probably top games of the year, especially for XBLA games. MNC finally got their fucking update that they've needed for a while, their patch, which was being held up by Microsoft. So they've got their shit fixed, and that is fixed today. And that leads us into the Gauntlet, which, same thing, it's been the last 2 weeks. Basically, we play 9 o'clock Central Sunday.
Friend us.
Which is February 17th.
Or message us.
February.
I'm sorry. Oh, wow. I jumped ahead. I was just in the future. I'm sorry.
It was an earthquake.
October 17th.
October 17th. This week's Gauntlet will be... fuck off, dude. I can't talk today. This week's Gauntlet will be some MNC, Monday Night Combat, which for those six of you who do not have this already, it's fucking amazing.
It actually is a fun game.
It is a blast.
I really do like it. I really do want to get back into it for a bit.
I know. So that's what we're going to be playing. Remember, fucking send us some friend request at the beginning.
Friend us.
Which you can see on the website, tilcast.com. You can see all of them. I'm Red Sox Pride 13. You've got Gorgasm 23 is Trent, Like a Lady is Holly, and Nostalgia, which is Justin, and it's spelt all fucked up, so you're probably going to want to actually...
Well, my last name's Noss, so that's where it comes from.
He's very vain.
Yeah.
I am.
In a very perverted way. So.
Okay, doucher. So, of course, you have to friend us, be a part of our party chat, we'll play. No obscene bullshit. No, I mean, of course obscene, but no racial. Come on, guys. Seriously?
No cheating.
No cheating. And you have to have a headset, and you got to bullshit with us for a bit. And we play for an hour. Last week we played Left 4 Dead.
Yeah.
2, The Sacrifice.
Well, some of us go longer. I sometimes go about 2.5 hours.
We were on for 2 hours
last
week.
We Kama Sutra'd that.
Yeah, it was, yeah. Oh my God, me, Justin, and Holly raped you, Trent.
No offense, but...
It was game.
But my team sucked.
No.
I'm not trashing on Jess. She did an okay job. She was last man saying a couple times, I'm trashing on somebody not having a headset. I'm also trashing on people who kept coming in and leaving because either their connection sucked or they just didn't know how to fucking play.
Wasn't somebody on there that said, you sucks balls?
Yeah, his name was you sick suck balls or something like that. And we booted him because he kept like shooting people. He kept fucking up, so we booted him. And it's that he wasn't misfiring shooting. I mean, you know, we're not dicks like that. He was actually fucking the game up. So we booted him, and then I got stuck with... I actually went out to play a game with a group of two other people while you guys were doing something. And then I came back into your game, and I was on
Casey's.
I wasn't going to say his name.
No. I'll just say it. I'll say it.
I was on Casey's team.
Casey's team, which is Dreamless. That's his
Dreamless one.
He normally always plays with us. He's mine and Holly's roommate.
Yeah.
And then our other roommate who doesn't have a 360 and
who
headset.
Has never played.
Who has never played, so and, it's a little disadvantage.
And I'm sitting there trying to relay messages through Casey to him going like, pistol whip me, smoker has me, turn around. And Casey's like, you need to turn around, dude. And he turns around and just stares. I'm like, pistol whip me, and I died. I'm like, you know what, fuck it, I'm dead. So
that was a blast.
What was that guy's name that played with us?
Blood
idea?
Samurai?
Yeah, Blood yeah. Samurai.
Blood Samurai.
Yeah,
I raped him.
You
probably won it. I mean, if I could remember your
it was Blood Samurai.
And yeah. I thought there was numbers at an end. The end.
No, it was Blood Samurai.
So I'd say I want to give a shout out to Casey and Brian for playing with us.
No.
Yes.
And
yes.
Blood Samurai, thank you for coming and playing. It was a blast.
He won the competition.
I think Blood Samurai did win.
I did, because
none of us can really win.
Yeah.
I know. It was actually me, Holly, and Justin won that one.
Yeah.
Obviously. Yeah.
And you better watch out with some MNC. I am nasty. I think we all are nasty at that game. So
yeah, my assault guy is pretty horrific at times.
I know, it's been
I'm
a while.
I'm tingling all over my body.
Yeah, you always play
engineer.
Engineer, medic.
I'm always assassin.
You're an assassin. And
I'm sniper and assault.
And then I always play the fucking
tank.
Support or engineer.
No, I play the machine gun.
Oh, no, yeah, gunner.
Gunner, tank, gunner.
Is
called.
Gunner and tank.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. I actually started getting pretty decent with the assassin.
Yeah, I mean, that's my throwback.
That's one I've wanted to learn, but yeah, the gunner's definitely my favorite.
So yeah, come check it out.
I like flying everywhere, so I just go see assault. It's like a fairy that brings death. You know?
You're so, a fucking fairy.
Yeah, I know, that brings death.
I'm a fucking fairy.
Yeah.
Fucking fairy.
It's like, I'm a fucking fairy, motherfucker. You got a problem with that?
Okay, that's Nick Swardson, and I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry. He's like, what are you? I'm a fucking fairy.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got a new show out.
Yeah. Pretend
really
Time.
Good. Really good.
Pretend Time, yes.
Oh, my God.
With Nick Swardson.
Did you see the donkey show?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Everyone here obviously loves Nick Swardson. So, yeah. Like, Grandma's Boy, he played Terry on Reno 911.
It's a kick-ass car bed.
Yeah, it's a kick-ass car bed. So, I'm sorry, I didn't want to interrupt you. You were balls deep in that turtle. Like, I love my turtle. So, we all love Nick Swardson. He's a really funny fucking guy.
Dude, he plays 360. So, if anybody out in the community knows what his fucking gamer tag is, I want to play with him so bad.
I bet you want to play with him.
Yes.
I was Terry for Halloween last year.
Actually, him. Yeah, you were, but him as the stalker in Blades of Glory
was actually.
I did not like that movie, but I liked him as the stalker.
He's great in everything.
He's just like, I'm gonna kill you later. I'll talk to you later on.
Okay, so that's Nick Swardson. So back to the Gauntlet.
It's like, Nick Swardson, be friends with us.
This is the Nick Swardson podcast.
I feel like Slappy from Dead Rising. He's like, you're Jeff Green, aren't you?
Oh, God.
Which one was Slappy?
Slappy was
the one
with
the
fucking
huge
head. He comes up behind you.
Oh, God, I hated that guy.
Yeah. He sucked. I ran away.
He
chased me all the way through the fucking atrium of the mall. I got all the way downstairs. So I'm like, oh, God, the music stopped. Then so I was just like, and I'm like, oh, fuck. So the guy almost killed me. I was like, I haven't saved in 2 hours. I need to keep running. So.
Sunday, 9 o'clock Central, come fucking play with us.
Yes, October 17th, I'm back from the future. So,
alrighty.
And that's 9 o'clock Central Time.
Central.
Yes. I don't.
10 Eastern.
I don't know where the fuck anybody's from, so.
In California.
Yeah.
It would be 7 o'clock.
7. In Bangladesh, it's a totally different day. So,
so that might be the 18th or the 16th.
What is it in New Zealand?
New Zealand, a different day. So.
Okay,
I think the clock's actually upside down. So I think it's
their toilets flush a different way.
Yeah, I know, it has to do with the rotation of the Earth. Unless you get those reverse flow toilets.
Oh, that's fucking weird.
Yeah, which is pointless.
All right, demos.
Demos. Oh my God! So I was going to review Arcana Gothic 4 because it was supposed to come out this week, and it didn't.
Do you want that time of your life back?
I do from the demo.
I bet you had the time of your life.
No, I didn't.
So. No. So I was all
not
like,
happen.
I was like, RPG, yay, I'm going to get to play an RPG. And I downloaded the demo. I downloaded it off Steam, and I downloaded it on Xbox. It's like, I'm going to give this two opportunities to play this
to wow me.
So I did.
Fail on both.
Yes. Jesus Christ. Okay. So
Wait, hold on. I think this is the first time we've ever, like, seriously bashed on a game.
Yeah, I'm about to. So, well, because we've been playing stuff we like.
I know.
So anyway,
bashed on Singularity.
Yeah, okay, but we didn't get to really talk about it on the podcast, but because it came out way before. But anyways, yeah, this was actually, they moved it back, or I guess it's PC only, right? No, it's not PC only, because you can't fucking buy it, can you?
I don't fucking know. I never wanted the game.
Oh, yeah, you can buy it on Steam. Never mind. But you can't buy it on Xbox till next week. So.
No, but you can get the demo for it.
But I just said
oh,
that.
Oh, sorry, I didn't hear
got
it.
The demo already.
Sorry, I was time traveling.
Hey, come back to the fucking present.
Get it out of the future, Trent.
I was shifting like Donnie Darko. I'm sorry.
So anyways, so you start off with this quest, and you're like, got to get the consent of this chick's father to
sorry
to date her, his daughter, to marry her, blah blah blah.
Wait, what kind of setting is this? Is this fantasy, sci-fi?
Fantasy back in, you know, ye old times.
Oh, okay.
Ye old times.
So not like Fable when you can just like kill the dad and take the woman.
Right, not that open ended. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna go do this quest. Okay, cool. And he moves really funky and janky, and the graphics are all weird. Because it looks like they used a tool set from like 5 or 6 years ago.
So wait a second. So it's actually like a gothic kid's life. You just spend the whole game trying to get them laid?
I guess.
Okay.
So anyways. Yeah, so you start off with like some shitty weapons. I started off with a shepherd's crook. And
fucking epic.
That sounds like an Amish sex device.
So you pre-order it and you get the super pitchfork.
Not even a pitchfork. From
GameStop.
It's a shepherd's crook, like what you use to capture lambs.
God.
And
is this how you catch the girl?
No. So he tells you to go out to like, did you have to corral sheep? I wish it would have been more interesting.
Was there a sheep herder achievement involved in there somewhere?
No, there's no achievements on a demo.
He top 1,000 on that one.
No, but demos will actually sometimes list the achievements like Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
So anyways, so they tell you to go find this guy and get rid of him because he's a smuggler. And, oh, okay,
with your crook.
He's just a crook. Yeah. So I go out to, you know, get rid of this guy, and I talk to him, and the graphics are all janky while he's talking and moving all funky because it's moving at, like, 20 frames a second.
So it looks like Dick Cheney talking.
Something. Yeah. It looks like...
After a rhinoplasty.
Something, but anyways...
He'll kill us.
Like, I heard you were talking about me.
But anyways, yeah, the tool set they use, look, the graphics don't look all that hot.
Like,
and
you look like a deer.
And you're going over to talk to this guy, and he's like, well, we're actually buddies, so you're not going to kill me or anything. I'm going to give you this old machete, but you're going to go...
So you got a machete?
But here's what you're going to do first. You're going to go kill these goblins in my sailboat. So...
What the fuck?
So you go over to his little sailboat, and there's, like, these two goblins...
It's like medieval Miami Vice.
And, like, there's not really any combat to speak of. I'm just mashing a button, and he's like, swinging the crook, swinging the crook, swinging the crook. And I beat this goblin's head in, and I take his sword, and I beat the other goblin's head in, and I take his sword, and I run back, and he's like, a bunch of janky dialogue ensues, and he's like, here's this rusty old machete. I'm gone now. I won't really see you. Tell everybody that I want to have a good life, you know, happily ever. Everybody's like, or not, because you got me off the island, and it was really that hokey. And I go back to the dad, and he's like, oh, okay, well, now you get to forge, you know, the thing for my daughter, so you can have the amulet to marry her, blah, blah, blah. At that point, I was just like, fuck this game.
if I had to have an amulet to marry a bitch, I'd just say, fuck it.
So I was just really irritated. The story was kind of loose and cliche, and the fantasy element of it is just...
So you're going to remove your pre-order on that game?
I never have one. I played it on Steam, pretty much just as janky. It looks a little sharper because I got, you know, a fairly decent graphics card, if I can talk.
Now the sad point is that this is part 4.
I know, this is part 4 for an existing franchise.
Yeah. Have you played any of the other ones?
I've never heard of any of the other ones.
I have heard of some of the other ones.
They're just called Gothic, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not called... whatever.
Arcania,
yeah. Arcania is the name of this subtitle one. But I remember seeing Gothic, some of the other ones, and I just never played them.
Always looked like something Andy would play. So
I always lumped it together with a really fucked up version of, what the fuck is that one game? I just totally fucking forgot the name of. Oh, Monkey Island.
Oh,
without the humor. I just said a really fucked up version of it.
Because it sucks. So I'm just, I'm not, I really should talk about some pros, and I'm not going to.
And we're done.
Silence. Can you just insert a sample of crickets right there?
I can insert somebody crying.
Yeah.
If you want to go, like, let's talk about the pros. Like, no, make it stop.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know I won't.
So. I hate you, Lisa. But. Yeah.
No, it's because I want to go to sleep.
Yeah, I know. So, anyways, yeah, not a lot of pros. Download the demo and see what you think. I mean, that's the only way it would really make a fair
assessment. Was the pro the fact that the demo ended? Was that a pro?
It didn't end because I had to go to work at that point. Well, I had to go to work an hour afterwards, and I was like, I'd rather
masturbate.
Well, is it a pro that you got the demo for free?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a pro right there. Okay.
You didn't waste your time any more.
Than I had to.
Was there a pro to the game, the fact that this is the game that you yourself would never play? Is that a pro?
You know what's a pro? I was going to go pick this up on PC this week, and I didn't.
Nice.
Thank you, Demos.
Thank you, Demos. Thank you, Steam.
Yes.
So, yeah, I really wish I could give that a better review, but I can't. So, I'm sure there's some fans out there like, I really like this. Well, I really liked Risen, and it didn't have good graphics.
They really liked Twilight, so...
No, I really liked Risen, didn't have good graphics, but the story really, captivated the shit out of me, so... Mm-hmm. I talked about that on the carousel for like an hour and a half.
It held me hostage.
So, I mean, there's other games. Graphics aren't the end-all for me by any means. Storytelling in an RPG is what really grabs me, and it just did not have it.
What about any other demos?
Oh, I played a shitload of demos.
Okay.
Do you want me to talk about more, or do you want me to go around the table?
I got demos, but if you got
some
more.
I didn't pull any fucking demos.
Yeah, I think you and I are the only ones that did.
Well, I didn't have anything to review this week because Lucha Libre wasn't in Blockbuster. Again, Blockbuster, you're fucking up. So
they didn't have
a big time seller right there, Lucha Libre.
They didn't have Scribble Knots either. They didn't have the Super Scribble Knots whenever I went there yesterday, and I ended up just borrowing it from work.
Well, that was actually New Point News, and that Redbox is finally doing the video games. I checked.
Nice.
None here. Yeah. None here. They're not getting Redbox games here yet, but I did sign up to be notified once they start coming.
Yeah, John posted that on the Curacao page.
Okay.
Yeah, about Redbox starting to do video games, which nice. I think is an awesome idea.
Nice.
But yeah, there wasn't really. I wanted to really play Lucha Libre. We were talking about it. I was like, man, I want to be a Mexican wrestler.
Oh,
yeah.
I was so stoked for some couch co-op.
I was sitting there just being like, I'm going to go over to Andrew's house and play on his like 9,000 inch TV, some Mexican wrestling, and drink some beer.
No, hold on. I was hearing this. Their special edition was supposed to come with a Lucha Libre mask. It got recalled because the air holes weren't big enough and people were almost suffocating.
That sounds like a good time. It's like, this game really rocks. Now I just think you're euphoric from hyperventilating.
Like, I would play it with the mask on.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah. I'd like to get up my wife beater and put on my mask.
Sitting there cramming nachos through the fucking mouth holes. Yeah.
Tacos.
You're like, smashing into your face.
Waterboarding yourself with a taco. Yeah. Yeah.
That game looked awesome. I really wish I could have played that.
Who made
that? Because they should send us a demo or pre-release. We'll review it.
Hold on. Or it's right there. Like, click, scroll up.
Yeah. Go ahead and keep talking about game reviews.
So anyways, okay, the other one that I played is played a little bit of Sonic. It's just like Sonic. I mean, it does look better. It's in HD. There's not really any, like everything's really crisp. Plays a lot like Sonic from fucking Sega.
Now, which Sonic was this? Is it just like not an original? But
no, it's
I mean, is
Sonic
it just
4.
I know it's Sonic 4, but is it... I mean, because they've got, like... Well, I guess they really haven't came out with a lot of Sonic.
They had that really crappy 3D one a while back, but it's not that. It's a side scroller.
As for the Lucha Libre, it's immersion games, running on an Unreal 3 engine.
Yeah, so they need to give us a copy. Yeah.
Well, actually, it's actually going to be Sabarasa Studio is going to be doing the Wii, DS, and PSP versions. So right now, the Xbox One is totally on immersion.
So I really want to rent that or get it bad. But yeah,
you sound so depressed.
I am, because I went out for an hour and a half looking for it, and the lady behind the counter at Blockbuster was like, "Lucha, what?" It's like Mexican wrestling. Lucha,
like,
Libre.
Is that a Jack Black movie?
She liked this for your podcast, and I was like, "Yes, it is. Thank you."
Well, that's what's sad is whenever I went into Blockbuster and I was like, "Hey, do you guys have Super Scribble Knots?" And the girl looked at me and she's like, "Is that a movie?"
Like, you should have been like, "Yes."
It's the second Scribble Knots. It was supposed to come out today, and she's like, "No, we didn't get anything like that." Okay, thanks.
Thanks for your knowledge,
yeah.
Jack.
Personality. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Blockbuster's hiring standard.
Yep. No passion.
No passion.
There's no passion at $7 an hour, though. Goes down the fucking toilet, that's for sure.
Yep.
Sorry, any fans out there who work for Blockbuster.
Yeah.
No, they probably agree.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah. Played some Sonic. Had a little bit of fun. I might buy it, but I'm not a huge Sonic fan. So, for those people that like Sonic, I played it when I was young, and I really liked it back then. It doesn't carry over for me these days. But it looks just like more of the same. It is Sonic, and it looks great in high definition.
It is the same, like the... What spinning. Is it called? The spinning, whatever it's actually
called?
And
you turbocharge yourself, and then you go around the loops and collect
this,
the rings and
this
get
is
hit by lobsters.
This is an episode release, though, isn't it? Because it's Sonic 4 Episode 2 or something like that, isn't it?
Somebody can confirm that for me.
I was looking at it on Xbox, and it was said, like, so that's why I didn't grab it, because apparently it's an episode release.
Are you afraid that the story might be fucked up on
yes.
Sonic?
Yes, I might. So.
There was really no story. They had that shitty cartoon a long time ago.
Yeah.
That cartoon was a shit.
Yeah, you were of age when it came out. I
know.
I was smoking.
We were legal when it came out, so.
Does it still have the same boss that had, like, the human...
What is that?
Dr.
Robotno?
Yeah, Dr. Robotno.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn right.
You know when you pass the end of the level, a little sign spins? Yeah, yeah. I have him on there.
It still goes through that? Okay.
He was always
fun. Do you
have
like any of the other characters, like Tails or anything like that?
Knuckles?
I didn't see Tails or Knuckles.
Or Dark Sonic, Shadow Sonic, whatever it's called.
Tails is always my favorite.
Actually, when I was at the fair the other night, there was some kid walking around with this like 4 foot tall, reflective, shiny, like silver colored Sonic the Hedgehog that they won. And I was like, where the fuck did he get that from? And I'm like, well, what the fuck? And me and Jess are just standing there looking at this fucking kid just carrying this doll that's bigger than him. And I'm like, what the fuck?
I'm jealous.
I wanted it. So it looked uncomfortable as hell because it was all like scratchy material. But what was that?
I don't know. Fucking useless shit.
Oh, this is her games on her phone.
Yeah.
Sonic.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
I have two of the Sonic games on my phone.
Well, then maybe
on my crappy
phone. Oh, yeah. I have Zombieland on my Apple.
So why don't you go online and play the demo and see what you think?
I should. I'll use Andrew's computer.
No, and I have Resident Evil.
Not on the computer. On Xbox.
Oh.
Well, then she'll use Andrew's Xbox.
Yeah, I'll use Andrew's Xbox.
No, back to demos. did you have any other demos?
I played Hawks.
Oh, yeah, you played Hawks too, didn't you?
You just fucking downloaded so much shit.
I did. I didn't have anything to do. It's like, I'm downloading some demos.
Nice.
And on our connection, it's like, that was like
fast
10 minutes.
As hell. Yeah.
So, yeah, I played some Hawks. And that was one of those.
It's like, Hawks!
Hawks! But, Hawks too, but yeah, it was. Came out sounding fairly ridiculous.
As always.
As always. Anyways, my hydrocephalic way. Anyways, with Hawks, you're playing third person or first person in a cockpit. And
first person?
I'm getting tired. Anyways, but yeah, you play first person or third person in a cockpit.
Pit.
There's a lot of plosives in there.
Flim pit.
Okay, so you're in a cockpit playing first or third person.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Like a lot of flying games.
It says go.
Yes, I am.
It says go chase these bogeys and blow them out of the sky.
Bogeys.
You are, and I was
so,
really
so confused. There's a lot of Humphrey Bogarts up there in the sky, I think I'd say, yeah.
Boogies. But, fuck you. But, yeah, it's...
What
about still looking to you, kid.
Were there any tangos up there?
Are you going to shut the fuck up? I'm not even reviewing this.
I'm still debating. Okay, all right, was the game fun?
I wish it had been.
You wish it had been.
The controls are too fucked up.
Well, you're not a big simulator flight fan,
are
you?
I used to be.
Because I remember I got that IL-2 Stromovic.
It's not a sim, though.
But that's... Well, it can get pretty... Like, you can actually get cockpit... I almost said pot kit. Anyway, you can get cockpit view, and it's actually... You can actually go into realistic mode where it straight up is pretty much simulator. And it sucks, because you just tailspin.
I really liked Wing Commander.
Wing Commander...
I like sci-fi.
Has nothing to do with that.
It's like a flight sim. Just you're in a simulating a cockpit.
Like I always liked Star Fox,
especially when I was in the tank.
Anyways, okay, that's
like
it.
Starfighter.
That's it for your demo.
Oh, dude, I wish they would remake that game, TIE Fighter.
Yeah.
Okay. Whoever makes that game, if you're listening to the podcast, remake fucking TIE Fighter.
I said Starfighter, didn't I?
I don't care what you said.
That was a game for Atari, so Starfighter. But anyways, okay.
Yeah, the controls weren't very good in Hawks.
Yeah. I went and grabbed Soul Survivor off Steam, which...
No fucking idea what that is.
Yeah, it was a push.
Oh, I've heard about
game.
That. How was that? It's only $19, isn't it?
Yeah, it was a push game that they, on your Steam list, it showed up automatically as being ready to install and everything. It was just something they hand out to try and push people to buy, and you had demo of about 3-4 days to play it. And it's basically your overhead strategy game, and you're trying to control a flood of some kind of alien outbreak by setting up like turrets,
defense.
Is it
kind of like a tower defense kind of thing?
Sort of, in a way. But it's pretty fun. You can call in airstrikes from space, and it was actually pretty fun. I'll get that. I mean, it's really hard to come across because overhead strategy games have been kind of left behind because of the whole technology jumps that we've had with video games. People are focused on war and grossing, you know, video games. So, yeah, games like StarCraft and all that have been kind of left behind, yeah. And they're few and far between. They're good ones. And this one is actually pretty fun. It's got that independent feel to it. It was made by somebody, not a really big company, but it's actually really fun.
Cool.
So, and it's worth checking out if you can get a demo for it. And it is available on Steam.
Yeah, I might have to download it on Steam.
Oh, yeah. we were talking last week about getting Left 4 Dead for $6. I still haven't fucking played it on Steam.
Oh, you should, totally should.
I know, I want to. And I want to design my own maps. Fucking haven't.
Yeah, the level editor is pretty fun.
Level editor is insane. I love
it. Yeah, it's really capable as to what you can.
We need to hop on there and build levels together. And
I already got a lot.
Oh, you do? Yeah. Well, why don't we fucking play then?
We can.
Why don't you ever call?
Why don't we create games? An actual survivor, one where you actually do the holdout stuff and actually
get survival map.
Yeah, we can make one that's an actual building where you actually have to make it to the top the bottom, while fighting off horde, then get to the top and then reinforce yourself.
You should like totally replicate it off of the original Night of the Living Dead house.
Oh yeah, you can do it.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'll have to watch the movie again.
Well, fuck you then.
Yep. Dude, you can do quite. A few amazing things with the Left 4 Dead editor. Like
the editor is insane.
You could actually do the Dawn of the Dead mall from 1 or 2 if you wanted. It's not going to look detailed exactly like it, but you can do the layout and all that crap, and you can have some fun areas. You can do some pretty large maps and have a lot of fun. You could,
or you can just play Dead Rising for a mall.
Yeah, but thing is Dead Rising is not a first person shooter. So
yeah.
Yeah, which actually you and I were talking about that a long time ago about making a zombie video game that actually was.
We're not going to talk about that.
No, we're not going to.
But we were taking this damn.
We
idea.
Were going to make the definitive
IGN already steals
game.
Our shit, so yeah. Watch out.
Yeah.
We were going to make the definitive zombie game, which is still, in my opinion, what we had in mind—a great idea. Yeah, and if anybody takes Buck Rogers, I will skull fuck you like a motherfucker. I will find you. I know your IP addresses because you come onto our website.
Whoa.
Yeah, whoa. I got dark.
Okay, so
I got
demos.
Dark. I got dark for me. I will demo that asshole until you bleed to death. Anyway, off the dark commentary.
I played Darksiders.
Yeah, Darksiders. Yeah, that was a waste of a fucking game. Anyway.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, if you're a Dragon Force fan, you might like it.
I liked it.
Yeah, I know. And, yeah, I was joking around. So I actually like Dragon Force, but...
I was talking about Darksiders, not Dragon Force.
I know, but I was talking about the whole way the game was set up with that. Like, this is a straight metalhead game.
Fucking A. Yeah. I liked it.
Yeah. Back into, since this is actually going to be one of those podcasts where we have a little bit extra time, does anybody have something they actually want to talk about? Feelings? Games?
Emotions?
Anyone ever touched by an uncle?
No. Nope.
I got touched by an angel. Seasons 1 through 6.
Okay. Nice. Anyways, all right. So let's see. Any games you guys are picking up for next week?
Ooh,
you should actually just talk about releases. What do we got coming up?
Okay, we got it behind us.
I got it right here. Okay, well, that's all the news and all the demos that we had to talk about. So we're going to start talking about releases that are coming up. We've got on the 17th, odd day, is Kirby's Epic Yarn.
Has any of you guys actually seen any of the actual?
I've been watching a lot of that.
Looks really fucking cool. I'm not going to lie.
Okay. I played Kirby back on my fucking Game Boy.
You know, this game originally wasn't supposed to be a Kirby game.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it wasn't supposed. It was supposed to be Cloud. And they're like, Nintendo's like, fuck this. We're making it a Kirby game.
No, so I remember the original Kirby, and I liked that a lot. And it was, I'll admit, it was actually kind of fun.
I just liked eating people.
Yeah.
And you take their abilities, and you get a little sword.
Then I want to play some fucking Smash Brothers thinking about it now.
Anyways, so that's it for this week that's actually due to come out, which is Kirby's. And then we go into next week, which we actually have some good games coming out. We unfortunately have Saw 5.
Two.
Oh, it's actually Saw 2. Yeah, I'm sorry. Flesh and Blood. Yeah, anyways, that's for PS3 and Xbox 360. We're going to have Time Crisis coming out for PS3.
That might be worth it.
I was a huge arcade fan.
I wish I had the pedal and stuff.
Yeah. Well, actually, they originally, when they were first doing the Time Crisis games, they were talking about a pedal. Yeah.
The older games did.
No. For the actual home console, they were talking about making a pedal action where you could actually slow down time.
Yeah,
we also have a Monopoly coming out, which I like Monopoly. I actually do.
I would not pay money.
Yeah,
I've got it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's coming out.
Play my Star Wars version.
I prefer.
I like the Monopoly version where you don't actually the banking's all on the credit card things. That just makes life so much easier.
But this one's actually Monopoly Streets, you know, and it's going to be out for the three main consoles: Xbox, PS3, and Wii. So, then we're going to have Ben 10, Ultimate Alien Cosmic Destruction. I've never played anything Ben 10, so I don't know what to say about that.
Well, it's for kids, and there's not a lot of kids listening to this, I hope, so.
Yeah. We're going to have Power Gig, Rise of the Six Strings. That's for PS3 and Xbox.
So they had a guitar game?
Pretty much, yeah. We're going to have, Pro Evolution Soccer 2011 coming out.
You know, I heard that the FIFA games were some of the most popular selling games of all
time. It's the most popular sport in the world. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's going to be PS3 and 360. Then also DJ Hero 2 for Wii, PS3, and Xbox 360.
It looks interesting. I just never...
I used to DJ, so it doesn't look interesting to me.
Oh, fuck you. So. I used to play bass badly, so I still like Rock Band.
I used to play bass
pretty
well.
So when you first started DJing, how old was Andrew?
Andrew was probably 10 years old. He was probably actually. Oh, dude, it was like.
How old were you?
Man,
I'm 10 years younger than you.
10 years ago, so he was like 11.
No, you've been 12.
Yeah, I'm 22, dickhead.
Oh, you're 22 now.
He's got his first pubes.
Okay. they're finally pouring over Splinter Cell Conviction over to Macintosh. That's going to be on October 19th. So, and that's actually a really fun game.
So Macintosh people aren't really release date gamers, are they?
You never know.
Yep. Yeah. Got it.
We're going to have Neurati Ultimate Ninja Storm 2 coming out for PS3 and 360.
Which actually might be fun. I've actually thought about that, but money's already spent. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, then we're going to have Arcania.
Yeah, you picking that up?
Gothic
you picking
Tale.
That up?
that's coming out for 360 and PC.
You can port over your character with your fucking sheep.
Yeah, anyways, Super Meat Boy's coming out for Meat Xbox Boy. Live.
Yeah, somebody in here is going to get on that.
I think that's a toss-up between that and Costume Quest. Costume Quest. Dude, okay, after this podcast, you were watching that video.
I have.
Okay.
I wasn't going to knock it, so
dude,
I'm just saying.
That game looks like
that this. Comes out the same day, and that one is actually, Meat Boy's coming out only for Xbox, but Costume Quest coming out for PlayStation 3 Network and Xbox Live. So.
Oh, man, the Costume Quest, basically you're a little kid on Halloween going trick-or-treating, and then randomly you'll
look
fucking...
Look how big his eyes got.
Dude, he's like, yes! Dude, this game is like...
Yeah, his eyes got really big on that.
You get different costumes in this. From what I'm getting so far, you get different costumes, you choose them. Like, the one that we were watching was a kid dressed up as a knight, like a little knight costume, looked like a trash can around him and shit. And the other one looked like a kind of a robot...
With a trash can,
wrapped around him.
Yeah. This is about poor kids, right?
And then they're running around trying to collect candy, which is your XP. They're like little fucking smarties.
They're trying to find a sister.
I don't
or
know.
Something.
Man, I don't know. Fucking
somebody
logistics.
Else looking for their sister in Xbox Live Arcade.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
He ran up to this door and knocked on the door and was like, trick or treat. And he's like, I've got you, kiddies. And like, he fucking turns into this goblin. And these kids are like, yeah. And one turns into this giant Optimus Prime looking motherfucker. The other one turns into a knight. And then it turns into like Final Fantasy kind of battle system.
So it's almost like that South Park episode where they get the ninja.
Yes, dude. Yes. Oh, man. This is just
and
like
there's
a
like 100 costumes or something, isn't
yeah,
there?
Yeah, there's... I don't know. I don't know how many. There's supposed to be so many, dude, and I'm
and
so...
And the coon.
Yeah. the coon was probably one of the best, and that's where we're going to get out of here in a second. Two titles that are coming out this coming up week. We're going to have Vanquish coming out for a PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360. I'm actually kind of looking forward to Vanquish. I don't know yet. I'm still on the fence about it because the voice acting is so horrible. The voice acting is so horrible.
The gameplay looked pretty sweet, though.
The gameplay? Yes. It did look like gameplay.
The gameplay was pretty sweet.
The gameplay was... The graphics were actually really breathtaking, and it's what I expected from the people who did Resident Evil and unfortunately Bayonetta. But it is what I expected graphically, if not more. Because it was actually really breathtaking. The other one that's coming out that everybody, this side of the table, with me and Justin, not so much you guys, you haven't even finished the copy we loaned you.
I beat it. I beat it, motherfucker.
You played through the story.
You didn't do anything else.
I played through the story.
Fallout 3 is going to be released on the 19th, and that's going to be for
you
PlayStation.
Said Fallout 3.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, sorry. I keep forgetting. Fallout
I
New
said
Vegas.
It earlier.
New Vegas. Is going to be released
Bethesda
on the 19th.
And Obsidian.
Yes, Bethesda and Obsidian, two great fucking companies. When they're combined, even better. It's like quantum twin powers.
It's like that big ass robot that you could make with the
Voltron.
Yes.
Yes. It's going to be PlayStation. God damn it. PlayStation 3, Xbox 360, and fucking PC.
Fire.
Why is the lion the foot? I've always wondered that. Anyways, if you grab the special edition, Justin, what does that special edition come with?
Some playing cards with little raiders and wastelanders and crap on it, along with some poker chips and then like a making of and fucking coffee table book.
Well, you also get the platinum, the big 36 or whatever it's called, the platinum chip, which is like, these are all things from the game too.
Right, and then it comes with two different instructions for playing poker, of course, and then the other one being Caravan, the new game that they made up for it. So.
Yeah, and the poker chips are cool because the poker chips represent, well, the playing cards show different characters from the game as well as different faction emblems and stuff from the game. The poker chips actually represent the, how many is it, 7 major casinos that are in the game? And then there's the big one, which is the platinum chip, which I can guarantee you it's not going to be real platinum in the special edition. But it's basically...
$300 special edition.
Yeah, it's basically going to be... it's basically an item from the game that is like supposed to be the equivalent of one poker chip equals $1. This one would equal like $50 to $100. And it's basically called, I think it's the big 36 or something like that.
Yeah,
I can't remember.
Something like that.
It's like a mega pog is what it is. So
Pogs.
So, one of the most useless games ever made.
It was after a time.
How old were you when that came out? 32?
I was like 18
old enough
when
to kick
Pogs
your
came
ass,
out.
So
I was 8.
Actually, I was 17 when they first started coming around, and then they got really popular when I was like 19.
Okay, so I'd have been about 15.
Yeah.
I had a huge like Pog collection.
I think it was a slammer
right next to my dildos. So, but
gee, that was her.
When I was 9,
my slammer Pog.
That'd have been kind of awkward.
Yeah, it would have been awkward. Anyway, those are some of the games that are coming out next week. And again, you know, the games we talked about tonight, which were far and few. But
How many actual reviews do we got now? You already reviewed Alan Wake.
I reviewed Alan Wake this morning right after I finished playing it.
And so all we got basically to go up on there is Medal of Honor, I think.
And Scribble.
On Scribblenauts. Yeah. Super Scribblenauts. But all those games are just as important as the ones coming out and just as good at times. And worth checking out, especially Alan Wake, Medal of Honor, if you're a big Medal of Honor fan. Remember, it's not fucking Call of Duty.
Yep.
And then Super Scribblenauts, don't go to Blockbusters to look for it because they have no personality.
They don't have it.
Right. And now we're going to go into, what's that?
That's a C.
Cunt?
C for comedy.
I was going to say, you were holding I was thinking a crip. But anyways, we're going to go into, I'm going to wake up dead. We're going to go into the comedy hour now.
Okay, so comedy hour. Last week, I think there's a little confusion on what we should do.
And IGN better not steal this one.
Oh, yeah, IGN better not steal. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to name off some of the people who actually fucking sent us
the best of.
Yeah. The best of. Which was actually pretty cool. I was really impressed by what they sent us.
Yeah, I haven't seen anyone see this.
Yeah,
yet.
Justin hasn't seen any of these. So
I got a
peek. His laughs are true.
Mine, on the other hand, are always fate.
Okay, so from Cody M. Hold on. I'll tell you what it's supposed to be for those of you who didn't listen last week. These are movies that should never, ever, ever be made into games.
Like Philadelphia.
Like I said
Amistad.
Last week. Amistad. All of those fun games. So, Cody M. sent me The Ten Commandments.
That was actually
a game.
Yeah.
Really?
On Nintendo.
Yes.
Huh.
Where do you...
Along with Bible Quest, which was for PC.
What game was that, though?
The Ten Commandments.
No. What did you do?
You did the Ten Commandments.
You did what you shouldn't do.
A bush.
Okay. What is the one where you had to gather up like one of or two of every?
That would be Noah's Ark.
Was it Noah's Ark?
They had
or
a game.
Was it just something like?
They had a game called Bible. Yeah, they had a game called Bible Quest, which is the Bible adventures you're thinking. And actually, there's a couple different franchises that might be a separate one. But this one, you did all kinds of stuff. Like you relived Noah's Ark. You relived Samson and Delilah. You relived all these different events throughout the Bible. It was a very hardcore religious gaming company that put it out.
Is it made
They're
by
not
Chick
around
Tracks?
Anymore. They're not around. Huh? What?
Is it made by Chick Tracks?
No, I don't think so. But, and there's also the VeggieTale games.
Well, then on that note, Cody, sorry you were disqualified. I thought you were original, but I guess you're not.
Fail.
Okay, and from Roger B., I've got some. He came in with Sleepless in Seattle.
Nice. I like that.
And Forrest Gump.
I could see Forrest Gump being like,
I could
you could make it an RPG adventure about getting your shrimping boat.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I could actually see
and
that.
And when you level up, there's no intelligence level up. There's just charisma.
Okay.
So
it's just retard strength.
Then we call it
brute strength on this podcast, sir. Anyway.
Then Molly M. sent in Sex in the City.
Ooh. Did they actually do a video game for that?
I think they may have come out
with
a video
game.
Keep
going, I'll research.
Jesus. Okay, and so for our winner, some sort of drum roll. This is our first winner of the actual, a legit winner. The winner is from CJ. He came up with Party Monster.
I like that
one. Yeah.
Do you play as Macaulay Culkin?
I don't know. But this is how he summed up the game, and he's the only one.
He gave
one
a
that
summary.
Actually,
nice.
This is how he said it. He's like, this is his words. I would kick ass at this game. Put it on the Wii, do light shows. The better you are, the more X you pop. Or money you get to buy drugs and shit.
So it's like Eastbound and Down with the ecstasy dancing. It's not the ecstasy that made me throw up.
It was the egg roll.
Yeah.
So CJ, way to go on that one.
So it would almost be like Dance Central, but with a lot of drag queens.
So then I had to kill him, and we chopped him up into little pieces and put him in a box.
You need to get Seth Green and Macaulay Culkin to come in to do... to do voice acting on that, so
oh man, that would be because
Seth Green's got a he does Joker on Mass Effect,
yeah,
and he's actually
that's right, I forgot about that.
Yeah, he's got a great voice. I like him as a voice actor. So
well, he does a lot of Robot Chicken.
Oh yeah, Robot Chicken and Family Guy,
and then the voice of the actual main character you play in Party Monsters is Nick Swartzen.
Yeah, but also Macaulay Culkin is also on Robot Chicken. Yeah,
that was weird.
I had to think for a second. I can't remember that, but he's actually on Robot Chicken quite a few times.
Cluck cluck cluck
cluck cluck. So,
so that is our winner. Thank you, CJ, and thank you for everybody who wrote in.
Okay.
Now for next week's thing that you guys are going to send to us.
Well, this is ours too that we're doing.
Oh yeah, yeah. We'll give you some examples. You can send these to us at tiltcast@rocketmail.com.
Or just click the damn email link on the website.
Or the damn email link.
Because it works now.
Or if you're friends with us or grouped in Facebook, you can always send it through that, because this is how I got all of mine. Yes. Submissions were from Facebook. So this week's challenge is superheroes that should never be. Now, let's start off with Holly on superheroes that should never be.
I pointed the finger to avoid being chosen.
Because I was fucking dead set.
No, I have the ultimate one that I think Justin will end up loving. So,
so I've got Minstrel Maiden. She has...
And her nemesis is who?
No, hold on. Minstrel Maiden has the incredible nagging power 3 to 5 days out of the month.
This is definitely a female comic book.
Yes, yes, obviously. And her nemesis would be Midol Man.
I thought she should have like the tampon.
No, I like Midol Man because
like
came
I'll
up
stop
with
your
really
flow
good...
of justice.
No, it says Midol Man, the kryptonite of Minstrel Maiden, can stop her nagging with the pop of a pill.
Nice.
So
he's basically like dosing her any chance he gets.
Yeah.
And she only fights crime how often?
3 to 5 days out of the month.
depending on flow rate.
Yes. Yes.
All right, Justin. I know you came in late. Did you come up with one?
Why don't you come back to me a minute?
Oh Jesus! You're bad at this.
I'll go.
Okay.
I have two.
Okay.
I have one that's pre-existing that my friend Vanessa, I always make fun of her about, and you know what it is. And if you think this one's funny, Justin, just wait till the next one. Anyway,
the toe.
It is a woman with a massive camel toe that toes out. And when I say she toes out, she turns into basically the Hulk version of the camel toe. And she's flinging it around, and she's like, toe smash, you know, and just trashing shit. And there's really no backstory to it, to be honest with you. I always thought that she should have like an arch enemy that's like Thong Man, something like that, but... Never worked on that part. The next one, I'm going to actually do in a voice. It's like, by day, mild-mannered Scott Coward is a simple IT tech man. By night, he is Yo-Yo Man. Yo-Yo Man.
His arch nemesis is scissors. Just any old. And he flings them like this. And he can do all kinds of stuff. So, Scott, that was for you. And the reason for the invention of this was because...
After our last cast,
Scott was just sitting in here for 2 hours with a fucking yo-yo.
And he was
just
like doing
going
tricks.
At it, going at it.
I'm like, ninja.
And I'm like, dude, you are a... How old is he now?
He'll be 40.
I was like, you are a 40-year-old man who knows more yo-yo tricks than most 12-year-olds. I was just like, what the fuck? I could never get it to go back up.
Don't play with yo-yos anymore.
That's true. Smother Brothers be
damned.
I don't
think anyone does.
The Smothers Brothers do. So, oh, well. But because they actually had their own little yo-yo league, they go around. Like, I actually had them at my school when I was a kid, bringing
that
free
was 30
yo-yos.
Years ago.
That was 15 years ago. Anyways, so that was a yo-yo man. His arch nemesis is scissor.
Well, if I'd have had more advanced Nordis, except for walking in and
Nordis.
You
tell
me,
this is what makes it funny though, is that you don't know.
Yeah, I really didn't have any time to think about it. I was just like sitting here racking my brain.
How
like,
about Java Man?
You know, Rabbit Man?
Rabbit Man. I think Java Man, is like, he just pops a bunch of espressos and goes out and beats up people.
I just think this guy to just hop a lot. Like,
it's like hop along Andy.
Somebody's getting a bank robbed. What the fuck am I supposed to do? I just hop.
He's like, I got some good ups.
You can always do Stereotype Man, who just stops people. He just stops people on the street, you know, out of nowhere. It's like, you, my fine Mexican citizen, is that heroin in your pocket? He's like, no, it's my wallet.
Cell phone.
It's my wallet. It's like, oh, I'm sorry.
It's my
you,
Rolex.
African-American citizen, are you pushing crack on the street? He's like, no, this is
Wall Street.
This is half and half. It's sweet and low. He just assumes that people are doing something wrong because of their nationality. You have Stereotype Man. You can have that one.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
And what is his arch nemesis? Cunnilingus Rice. She comes in as
Cunnilingus Rice.
She comes at, yeah, I call her Cunnilingus, but Cunnilingus Rice can come in as, you know, as politically correctness. So, or politically correct Cunnilingus. So there you go.
You got any more?
No.
Okay.
He didn't have one to begin with. That was mine. So.
He came up with Bunny Man.
Yeah.
Fucking creative.
Yeah, he came up with Mr. Cashew.
All right. I came up
Honey
with...
Roasted and Salted.
I came up with Captain Bipolar.
Yeah.
Fucking fights crime whenever. He'll swing at it. And any time, he'll just snap and fucking punch a grandma in his face.
Other days, he spins crying.
Grandma in his face. Obviously, in my world, grandmas are transsexuals.
Because they have mustaches?
No, it's because in his world, Bipolar Man still lives at home with his grandma.
Yeah. Who's a man?
Who's a man? She's a granny tranny.
Okay, well, Captain Bipolar's sidekick...
Like
I bake some fresh apple pie.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so the sidekick for Captain Bipolar is the hipster kid.
I thought it should be Emo Boy. Just
I don't know. Just all he does is listen to Conor Oberst the entire time.
No, make it Emo Boy. Listens to Sigur Rós just constantly. So
I like the bro.
Yeah, the bro.
The bro.
The bro. He carries around a boombox and blasts people with fucking Jack Johnson and Dave Matthews Band. Ouch.
And he rapes. He bro rapes.
Yeah, he bro rapes, and then he plays Call of Duty. Oh, okay. So the villain of Captain Bipolar is Senor Prozac. Basically, he
why
just,
is he Spanish?
I don't know. What the fuck? Because I had a little flair. Because I mean, I've never heard of a Mexican guy having bipolar disorder.
Karim,
because he no, he was a cross dresser.
Yeah, but he's also really depressing. So.
The whitest Mexican we ever met.
Actually,
he's talking like Dracula.
It's funny because he really it seemed like he couldn't speak Spanish that well. Sorry, English that well, but then you hear him speak Spanish and he sounds just as mentally handicapped. Apparently, like, his whole family could speak just fine, but he was the slow one of the entire group. And you thought it was just his translation of English, but no, that's just how he is. He's a little weird. A little weird guy.
Okay.
I feel bad now.
So, yeah, we just blasted your career.
He moved to California and became a full-time like transvestite rock star wannabe.
Well, that might be my villain. You don't know.
Sucking
don't know.
Dick, going like, buy my album, Mother Beach.
That's how. That's what he called people. Mother Beach.
Mother Beach. I stab you, Mother Beach.
So.
All right. So that's our comedy claptrap comedy corner for this week. So send us in those emails of what horrible fucking superhero you can think of. If you want to add a backstory, that's always good.
Actually, you can do even villains like.
Oh yeah, villains like too.
Professor Date Rape.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Just Captain Anonymous X.
But it's anonymous with an X at the end.
Or like the AA Avenger.
No. Throwing pamphlets
at
people.
Get them off the wagon again.
Starts beating the crap out of people.
Alrighty.
So, yeah, you can have like the breakdancing backstreet, you know, like rebel. So then it goes around and stops muggers.
All right. So, So don't forget about the gauntlet on Sunday, MNC. So come play with us sexually.
It's better than playing with yourself.
Yes. I don't know.
Mine's pretty epic when I do.
I know. Mine too.
It's because you do it during Earth.
Like, wait, I just got a. Oh, never mind. JK. I thought somebody sent me a text message about.
Because we're live. Oh, is
yeah.
that why?
Yeah, somebody heard us. Damn it. No, not ESPN. Sorry.
Yeah.
Disclaimer.
Jimmy's hitting us on our Twitter wall.
Let's take a look at this Twitter wall over here. Come with me, America. another Glenn Beck thing.
I'm
come
done.
With me, America.
I'm done. I'm not saying anything anymore. I'm done.
So, Gauntlet, 9 Central.
Come October 17th.
October 17th,
not
Sunday.
February 17th.
Not February.
I stopped talking.
We might play it in February. You don't know. So, yeah, come play with us and send us your emails at tiltcast@rockmail.com.
Or just go to the website and click on the fucking link.
Whatever. And send us in your horrible fuck you. Fuck you.
Your horrible fuck you.
Your horrible captain.
If you can find a really bad
I'm
insult.
I'm going to punch you in the face.
No. Send us in your horrible ideas for comic book
there
heroes or
you.
Even villains. And if you can come up with a little bit of backstory, that'd
all
be great. Like
Mary.
He got bit by a radioactive roach.
Abortion.
It was they used a new radioactive drug for the abortion.
He was bit
and
by
he,
a radioactive
and,
abortion.
And he became super
I'm
fetus.
Done. I'm
super
done.
Fetus. He uses his umbilical cord to get around. You know, just a little lassoing shit. And he uses the power of stem cell to bring people back
well,
to life.
So. 1,000 listeners a week. Alrighty.
If they can't take a joke, you know, so.
They can't have an abortion.
Yes. You can't roll with the punches, you can't roll with the cytotoxin, so sorry.
Oh, Jesus.
Cytoplasm.
Cytotoxin. Abortion
okay.
drug.
Yeah, that's true.
Alright, so.
So you're Andrew O.
I'm Andrew O.
Holly W, because it rolls so well.
Andrew O does.
It does.
You don't have to know my name to figure out how cool I am.
We're saying goodbye.
with an X.
But hey, thanks for listening to Tiltcast. We'll see you next week.
Consuming a deep meaning all around us. Now it's a command to you in the see you're nothing but a fraud to me as person. Let them try thank you.